too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599. Right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599. 800-717-4599.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
This is the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft. Man, we are rolling right along. Things are starting to get a little confusing, let's just say that. We've seen now with the last three picks, there's been trades. Let me recap this for you here just a little bit. So the 11th with the Saints. And so the Saints ended up taking Chris Olave there with the 11th overall pick. Next at number 12, the Minnesota Vikings were on the board. They did a trade with the Detroit Lions, and the Lions move up to take Jameson Williams. And so now this was supposed to be the Houston Texans on the board with the 13th overall pick. Instead, the Philadelphia Eagles have moved up, and so Philadelphia and Houston make a swap. So the Eagles now have the 13th pick. Houston instead gets their 15th pick, 144th pick, 162nd, and 166th pick. All we need to know at this point, guys, is that the Eagles are on the board.
Yeah.
They jump up. They already have another pick here in the first round. The question is, who are they jumping up to get?
Jermaine Johnson. I cannot believe that this guy is still on the board. If it's not Jermaine Johnson, I would be shocked. Or Kyle Hamilton.
You
have two premium defensive players available. This is a team that needs to get after the passer. I mean, and you talk about a guy like Jermaine Johnson setting the edge, being able to be productive. You think Brandon Graham is getting a little old in the tooth. He's coming off of injury. Burnett is the guy that they had. He didn't pan out. I mean, getting a guy that can rush the edge with Kyle Hamilton.
Derek Barnett.
A+. Yeah, that would be an A+ player.
You know, let me go back to Jameson Williams, who just went to the Lions, gave up a lot. The Lions, to me, got arguably the best wideout speed-wise in the draft. And he won't be available to probably November, but I don't care. This is about 10 years down the road. I mean, he is that good. And when you talk about a guy who plays with an attitude, Shay, he came from the hard streets of St. Louis, and he told me he's lost a lot of family members, a lot of friends, and he carries them out there with him every time he plays on his pads. The Lions got a very high character guy who also is driven because he didn't get a lot of burn at Ohio State. Don't think that that also does not motivate him to this day.
Okay. Let's go to the commissioner. Again, this is a Philadelphia Eagles pick. It is no longer the Houston Texans, and so the Philadelphia Eagles here are now on the board as the commissioner, Roger Goodell, takes the podium to tell us who they have selected with the 13th overall pick.
All right, you ready? Joining me for the Eagles pick are six high school tackle and flag football captains from teams across Clark County and Las Vegas. They truly exemplify the NFL's values of respect, integrity, resiliency, and responsibility to their teams. Congratulations to all of you on your accomplishments, and good luck on the upcoming season.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. The Houston Texans have traded the 13th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 13th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jordan Davis, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Matt Miller, player profile.
They don't make prospects much bigger, faster, or more explosive than Jordan Davis at 6'6", 341 pounds, with a wild 4.7, 8.40 yard dash, not to mention over 10-foot broad jump as well. Davis is a starting nose tackle who has yet to unlock his pass rush potential, but he'll do that in the NFL.
All right, so the Eagles take the first offensive tackle of 2022. They already allowed the third fewest yards per rush before contact last season, and they moved up to do so, guys. And so they take Jordan Davis out of Georgia. Bart, what do you think about this selection?
I think they did their research. They understood that the Baltimore Ravens were next. They knew that they, if they wanted to get somebody a future replacement for Fletcher Cox, they had to pay the price. And they moved up to take what the Ravens thought was falling right in their lap, and they got a tremendous football player, somebody that can step in and learn from Fletcher Cox, as Fletcher Cox had a, he restructured his contract. And now when you restructure your contract, that means you're close to the front of the plane, Mike. And what does front of the plane mean, Mike? The day's a number.
Yeah, and when you think about Jordan Davis, he did something historical. He was taller than Rob Gronkowski, quicker than Jarvis Landry. He can keep his weight down. He's an improvement over Fletcher Cox. And when you think about those great Eagle teams, they always started up front. So this is a philosophical sort of alignment with what they've done in the past, Ian.
Okay, just to remind everyone, though, with Jordan Davis here, he ran a 4.78 in the 40-yard dash at the Combine at 341 pounds. That is the fastest 40 time by a player over 325 pounds or heavier at the Combine since 2006. I loved the video making the rounds, and now he becomes a Philadelphia Eagle. Ian?
But Shea, the biggest question mark is conditioning with this young man.
Yep.
I talked to several scouts, and then one SEC offensive coordinator told me his conditioning has to improve in order to survive in the league. And we saw that against Alabama in the SEC championship game. He really busted his butt for 3 weeks, in a month, going to the Natty, and he saw a better player. But he's also very grounded. I mean, you talk about just a massive human, as you mentioned, Shea, but before every game, he finds his mom and he says a prayer. And I asked him, when I saw him against Clemson, I asked him after the game, why the prayer with your mom? He said, quote, family is everything. She's my everything. Every snap, every lift, every breath I take is for family and friends. When I take the field, that guy across from me in that moment, he's keeping my family and friends from what I want to accomplish. And I said, what's that? He said, everything. Quote, end quote from Jordan Davis.
No whiz with on the Philly cheesesteak. Just say no to the whiz.
Yeah, gotta say no to the whiz. You mentioned Fletcher Cox, though. Jordan Davis is the first defensive tackle drafted by the Eagles in the first round since Fletcher Cox was back in 2012. And Bart, you also mentioned this now. Philadelphia Eagles did their homework, because who's on the clock next? That would be the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time we're obviously going to see the Baltimore Ravens so far in this draft. I feel like we've had a lot of repeats up until this point, but here we are with the Baltimore Ravens. It doesn't sound like they're moving yet, but they're going to have the 14th overall pick in this draft. And so with the Philadelphia Eagles moving up to take Jordan Davis, what way do the Ravens go here with this 14th?
Trevor Penny or Kyle Hamilton. Ravens love their safeties, and they definitely need to get some protection for Action Jackson on the right side. And they love that nasty.
That means that the pick is in. Where do you think?
Here, and I think they lost Jordan Davis. Kyle Hamilton, to me, makes a lot of sense right here.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton, to me, feels kind of like the Kyle Pitts of last year's draft. Just because everyone
is... Morgan Moses.
No. But because everyone's talking about his athletic ability and how he could be the best overall player, perhaps, in this draft, not outside of his position. That's why I say that comparison.
Yeah, I know. Shay, I'm with you. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And they signed Marcus Williams from the Saints. They have Chuck Clark, but knowing how aggressive they like to be defensively, this kind of gets them back to their roots. And they have a new defensive coordinator from the University of Michigan, and Mike McDonald. This guy is a hybrid player. I'm kind of surprised that he's fallen as far as he has.
What about a N'Kobe Dean? Or is it a little too
Patrick
high
Queen
for him
there.
Right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Patrick Queen's there. I think they believe in Patrick Queen. They never really spent a lot of equity on, the second linebacker next to that stud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's a little too rich right now?
Yeah, it's a little bit too rich right now.
All right, we'll see what the Baltimore Ravens do here with the 14th pick. We're awaiting the commissioner, Roger Goodell, here to take the podium to tell us which way they're going to go. I feel like we need to catch our breath. There's been a lot of trades here over the last three, and so we will do that here in a moment. But the Baltimore Ravens staying firm with number 14. Perhaps the Eagles went ahead and jumped ahead of them to go take Jordan Davis. You're listening to the coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft coming to you from Vegas. Mike Tannenbaum, Shea Cornett, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Bart Scott here with you. We'll be with you the entire weekend. We'll take you through every round of the 2022 NFL draft, and as we do so, we will dissect each and every pick. And guys, so we look behind here and what we've already seen, and that would be the Eagles moving up, the Lions moving up, the Saints moving up, the Ravens staying put. After them, after this pick, we will see the Texans again. Remember, the Texans made that trade with the Philadelphia Eagles, but they will get the next pick. So obviously they weren't feeling comfortable enough, or they weren't feeling needy enough, if you will, to stay at the pick that they were. Instead, they went ahead and made the trade. But right now, we're awaiting the commissioner to tell us who the Baltimore Ravens have selected with the 14th overall pick. And then following that, we'll dive in to what the Houston Texans do here, guys. Any minute, we'll see Commissioner Roger Goodell, and we'll go straight to him. The last pick, of course, was Jordan Davis. He went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Prior to that, we saw three wide receivers come off the board, and Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. More Ravens? Well, let's check in with the commissioner.
With the 14th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Kyle Hamilton, defensive back, Notre Dame.
All right, guys, so here it is. Kyle Hamilton, you were right. Bart comes off the board, and he's going to go to the Baltimore Ravens. Do you like the pick?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Ed Reed was a staple there, you know, being able to be so versatile. I mean, being the Hall of Famer, they've missed that. They tried to go with Earl Thomas a little bit. You know, Chuck Smith is good, but, you know, this kid has a high ceiling, the ability to be great. Some thought that he was the best player in the draft. You know, if anybody can utilize and bring the best out of him, the Baltimore Ravens can, because they know something about defense in Baltimore.
Okay, coming off a knee injury, though, is that concerning at all?
I know. I think the knee is going to be okay, and I think there's been some disagreement over his athleticism, Shea. I think he's good enough to play man-to-man on the tight end. And again, like when you talk about versatility and what safety can do, he has good range. I don't think it's great range, but I do think he can play man-to-man. There's a little question about how stiff he is, but I think there's really good value to get at 14 a guy, you know, a couple of months ago, people were talking about him going 3 to the, you know, Texans. So I think there's really good value if, you know, Philadelphia gave up a 4 and 2 5s to get Jordan Davis instead of him going to Baltimore. I think this is a really good consolation prize for the Ravens.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is a guy who has lined up all over the place in the defensive side of the ball. Played safety, nickel, linebacker, in the box. I mean, he's been all over the place. Again, he played 7 games in 2021 before suffering that knee injury. Unfortunately, that ultimately ended his season. And now he is a member of the Baltimore Ravens. And guys, this Ravens team decimated by injuries last year. Oh. Obviously, we know that Lamar Jackson contract thing is kind of still hanging in the balance, but perhaps they get an upgrade and hopefully a surefire player here in safety, Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame.
Right, you hope that you have, you know, Marcus Peters comes back, you know, Humphreys off an injury comes back. You're going to need to be able to have linebackers that are converted safeties in certain personnel to just keep up with all the firepower within your division. You think about the great tight ends in your division. You think about, you know, going against the Cincinnati Bengals, 3 great receivers. You're going to have to maybe, you know, they're going to maybe personnel off the field some linebackers. And with his size, he can be big enough and stout enough to be able to enforce on the run game, but still be able to play in space with the tight ends and crossing routes and some of the complex coverages that you have to play when you play in combo coverages.
And, you know, Bart, you and Shea referenced the injuries that Baltimore had. I was part of the call of that game against Pittsburgh when they were so decimated on the back end, they had to go for 2.
Yeah.
Trying to win the game at the end because they didn't have enough players.
Right.
To be able to defend if they went to overtime, right, if they kicked the extra point. But when it comes to Hamilton, you mentioned the knee injury against USC. That happened on October 23rd. The following week, they're playing UNC. You know, and Sam Howell shredded them. That was his final get-right game, right? 341 yards, 91 rushing yards, 2 total touchdowns. You want to see that Notre Dame defense with Kyle Hamilton and without Kyle Hamilton? Just go turn on the UNC tape. It'll tell you everything.
Yeah, along those lines, I was so impressed by his versatility. And again, as you know, Bart mentioned earlier, like how you're going to win your division, there's a lot of firepower. So I like, again, I've seen him play man-to-man. I've seen him blitz. I've seen him play in the deep half of the field. So he has a lot of attributes. And Shea, just to move this forward now, we have the Houston Texans on the clock. Now, They have a lot of holes on the offensive line. They took the biggest risk so far tonight by taking Derek Stingley, number three. It'll be really interesting to see which way they go.
Yeah, so Derek Stingley obviously went third overall. I think we all kind of were surprised by that, except for you, Bart. Yes, I know.
But you know, you think they moved back twice. They got more draft equity.
Right.
And really, they still can fulfill needs, because if you get Stingley, say, okay, they got the corner, but they also can get a guy like Penny to go at opposite. You know,
we'll see what he does. We'll see what the Houston Texans do here. Here's the commissioner, Roger Goodell, with the 15th pick for the Houston Texans.
With the 15th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Kenyon Green, guard, Texas A&M.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Versatile, athletic offensive linemen are always hard to find, and Green gives you that. Someone who has actually, and left guard, he has the length, he has tons of power, and he has the short area quickness to excel at the guard position in the NFL. He should be a day one starter with whichever team drafts him, and will instantly boost the pass game and run game for that new team.
All right, so the Houston Texans decide that they are going to go ahead and take guard Kenyon Green out of Texas A&M. This is a trade from the Dolphins via the Eagles. And so the Texans, as we talked about earlier, decided to add some draft capital, and they ultimately decide to go ahead and protect Davis Mills and what happens on that offensive line, guys. So the Texans going with the O-line. Do you like that move?
Yeah, absolutely, because if you're going to go with Davis Mills, you really got to fortify the line. They got Laramie Tunsil, who has another year to go on his contract. I love Green's versatility. I think he plays better guard than tackle, but he's played tackle. So this is a really solid pick at this point.
Okay, also we have another trade here. Ravens trade wide receiver Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, and pick 100 to the Cardinals for the 23rd overall pick. Again, the Ravens are trading wide receiver Hollywood Brown and the 100th pick to the Arizona Cardinals for the 23rd overall pick. We're going to react to that momentarily, because again,
this got crazy, man. This draft just got crazy.
I can't either. This draft has been crazy. So we just saw the Texans pick at number 15. The Saints now also traded away the pick at number 16, and so they no longer will be on the board. Instead, here is the Washington Commanders. Their pick is already in. We heard the chime. But in the meantime, let's go to Ian Fitzsimmons.
We're joined now by Ike Ekwonu, outstanding offensive tackle from NC State, who went sixth overall to the Carolina Panthers. Ike, when your name was called, man, this long journey, just tell us the reaction, the emotion.
Man, it's so many emotions. I can't even think. It felt like I was out of my body almost. Just thinking about when I saw that 704 number, just thinking about coming home and being able to play for a team I rooted for my whole life. So this is honestly just surreal.
What does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, I grew up 30 minutes away from Panther Stadium. You know, I was there at the NFC Championship game with the against the Cardinals. So I kind of seen the ups and downs of the team. I feel like I kind of just bleed a little bit of Carolina, have an impact on the legacy of the program. It just means everything to me.
Can you tell us a little bit? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
Can you tell us a little bit about the impact your parents and their incredible story have had on your upbringing? And, candidly, your story is inspiring, and I'd love for you to share it with the audience.
Yeah, so, my mom wanted to come to the States at 16. You know, that's when you graduate high school. She came to the States at 16 instead of going to college to become an accountant. And, I took some accounting courses in college. So I know they're hard, and I couldn't imagine doing that at 16, coming to the States. So, she was grinding out doing her thing, and she got her degree and started working in New York. And then my dad did all his medical school, abroad. And then when he came to the States, he actually had to recertify again and do more tests and all that sort of stuff. So kind of just seeing their resilience and, just kind of the hard work they put into their passions. I can't help but be inspired.
Now, did the nasty come from moms, or did the nasty come from dad? Because you like to put a little sauce on top of those pancakes.
A little bit. I don't know. I just feel like, obviously you're always competitive. Both my parents obviously being, athletes as well. But I don't know. I feel like that mindset kind of just comes from a lot of different things. Comes from wrestling a little bit. That's kind of just how I've learned how to play the game.
The responsibility now to deliver winners again to your favorite team growing up, what's that going to be like for you?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm glad that, David Tepper and, you know, Coach Campa and everyone, the whole staff, put their faith into me, and I'm excited to really live up to the expectations.
You really upset Jeff Saturday, though, with that one pancake you had on the UNC Tar Heel. He's still crying over that one, but that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right.
He'll get over it.
Ikky Ekwonu, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in Carolina. I know they're excited to have you there. Obviously, the sixth overall pick and the newest member of the Carolina Panthers. Ikky, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to the fraternity.
Exactly.
All right, coming up next, guys, we're waiting the commissioner right now because the Washington Commanders are on the clock here with the 16th overall pick. Now, this gets a little convoluted here because this is a pick for the Commanders that came from the Indianapolis Colts via the Philadelphia Eagles and now via the New Orleans Saints. If you can't keep four. So the Saints traded away, obviously, their earlier pick, and that moved the Washington Commanders down. And so, guys, by my account, this is the first time we're going to see who the Commanders are going to take. It's their first pick so far in this draft. Again, before this, though, I want to recap. The Ravens did trade wide receiver Hollywood Brown and pick 100 to the Arizona Cardinals for the 23rd overall pick and obviously this first round. While we await the commissioner here and the 16th pick for the Commanders, your quick reaction to here to Hollywood Brown going to the Cardinals, Bart.
I just feel vindicated because last year when I was saying that Hollywood Brown wasn't a number one, I got a call from Steve Bisciotti. He said, Bart, he is a number one. And here we are just less than 3 months later, you're trading Hollywood Brown. So, listen, I'll take my apology. But I tell you what, the Ravens have something under their sleeves. They know they have to rebuild this offense, but also this defense. And they have to put a whole bag together for Lamar Jackson. So they have to get younger and they have to get cheaper. And they obviously didn't see Hollywood Brown as a player that they were going to spend a lot of money on and give him the bag with their salary cap issues.
Hey, I just want to point this out. You remember Hollywood Brown now reuniting with his college teammate in Kyler Murray. The last time these two were teammates, Brown had over 1,300 receiving yards. But now we turn our attention to what the Washington Commanders are going to do. Here's Roger Goodell.
With the 16th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jahan Dotson, wide receiver, Penn State.
Jordan Reed, player profile.
A smooth route runner combined with the largest catch radius of any wide receiver in this class, not named Drake London, Jahan Dotson proved to be the number one option while he was at Penn State. Turning into a go-to option for the Nittany Lions, Jahan Dotson is a smooth and efficient route runner. He's deceptive, and also he's very detailed in every pattern that he runs. It would not be surprising to see him turn into a number one wide receiver on the next level.
All right, guys, so the number 16 pick goes to the Commanders, and they take Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. That is the fourth wide receiver now to come off the board. Guys, we talked about how deep this wide receivers go in the top 16.
And on top of that,
wide receivers.
Shay, we're in Vegas, and you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to see your five wide receivers, and I'm going to raise you A.J. Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles. So a big trade just happened where A.J. Brown went from the Tennessee Titans per our own Adam Schefter to the Philadelphia Eagles. So not only do we see five receivers go in the first round, we just saw a major trade. Hollywood Brown, former first-round pick, goes out to Arizona to replace Christian Kirk, and now A.J. Brown, the front-line number one receiver of the Tennessee Titans, just gets traded to the Philadelphia
Eagles.
Wow.
And
yeah, we were talking about Baker Mayfield and everybody else coming in.
Exactly.
We got players we never even considered.
We should have known better because this has been all about the wide receivers even leading up to this draft, and now that's what we're seeing here. To recap, the Titans have traded A.J. Brown to the Eagles for the 18th overall pick and a third-round pick. Earlier today, Hollywood Brown, the wide receiver for the Ravens, pick 100, going to the Cardinals for the 23rd overall pick. Right now, the Chargers are on the board. Here's Roger Goodell.
With the 17th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Zion Johnson, guard, Boston College.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Zion Johnson is one of the best interior offensive line prospects in the entire class. So when we saw dominate at Boston College, then also do the same thing at the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. He can play either guard spot. He has worked at center as well, and is someone who will from day one make your run game so much better.
Okay, so this to me not surprising in terms of what the Chargers decide to do here. They go take Zion Johnson, a guard, out of Boston College. We're going to talk about that more in just a moment, but in the meantime, let's go to Ian Fitzsimmons.
Joined now by the outstanding left tackle out of Alabama, Evan Neal, who went to the New York Giants. Evan, you Alabama guys are just different. I was talking to Jonathan Allen of the Washington Commanders at Alabama spring game, and he said, compared to other guys, it's just different coming out of pair you for the next level.
Definitely, like the process that he's created. Yeah, the Bama factor, man. Coach Saban runs his program like it's an NFL organization, and he expects you to play like he's paying you. And just the competitive environment, it just kind of forces the best out of you. Just how hard we worked day in and day out for sure prepare you for this level.
One of your former now Alabama coaches told me, he'll never forget it, watching the fourth quarter drill you guys do, which is, you can elaborate on what that is like as you start to laugh now. You don't have to go through it anymore.
Right.
He said he's watching this 6'7", 350-pound massive humanity storming at him in a final sprint. And he said, good gosh, I'm glad that guy is on our side. Where does the work ethic come from? And describe that fourth quarter program, how it's helped you be the player you are.
Definitely. Fourth quarter is one of those programs to where it's not even really meant to be physical. It's all mental for sure. I always had the mindset on anything that I do, I want to be the best at it, and I want to attack it with everything that I have. So going in there, running those 80s, running those 110s, those speed weaves, yeah, it sucked, man. But I was giving it everything that I had for sure, and it definitely paid off for me.
I love your game. I think you're a prototypical left tackle. I love the way you move. What are your thoughts about not being the first tackle drafted tonight?
I mean, that's something that I can't control, man. I was drafted at the end of the day. Whenever I was a kid, I wasn't thinking about being OT1. I was thinking about just being drafted and making it to the NFL and being the best that I can be.
You know, long time no see. How do you go into the Giants, right? And we kind of discussed this yesterday. We were kind of talking around, kind of, you know, talking shop. You know, how do you feel about going to the big market? And, you know, what was your meeting like, you know, going with, you know, Brian Daboll? And how did he see you in his offense and utilizing your skill set, your ability to play guard, tackle, but also to be able to get to the next level and be able to also, you know, get to these stretch zones and cut off, you know, linebackers at the second level and using your athleticism?
Yeah, so the New York market is going to be cool. I'm excited for that. You know, being from a small town in Okeechobee, Florida, it's going to be a pretty big change for me, but I'm excited for it. But yeah, pretty much, Coach Daboll and the New York Giants organization, pretty much, they say, so I'm just going to go in there, with a worker's mentality, and I'm going to compete.
You've played three different spots on the Alabama offensive line. How much does that help you going from left to right?
It definitely helps me, because I know what it looks like. I know how to, and I played it at a high level. So it's not going to be like such a culture shock. You know, whenever they plug me in there, you know, it's not going to be like I never played it before. So having that experience is definitely going to help out.
The Innisfree Irish Pub will miss you, Evan.
I'll miss you guys, too.
Take care, bud. We'll see you, man. Congratulations. Evan Neal, New York Giants tackle. Now going from left at Alabama to right with the New York Giants.
Yes, and how awesome that is. All right, guys, let's get back to here to what's coming up because the Tennessee Titans are now on the board. If you're confused as to how we got there, let me recap it for you. The Titans traded A.J. Brown to the Eagles for this 18th overall selection. That's what we're coming up on now. Prior to that, the Chargers picked Zion Johnson, rather, guard, so they went offensive line. Either way you want to go, Chargers or Titans, probably we want to hit on this monster trade, yes. A.J. Brown going to the Eagles, and now the Titans are on the board.
Yeah, so for the Titans, you basically traded your frontline starting receiver for a 1 and a 3. Presumably they're going to draft a receiver here, reset the clock on the contract cycle, because you got to remember, they've already moved on from Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. If you're the Eagles, what I like about the Eagles, Shea, you got Jordan Davis, got A.J. Brown, and you still have 2 ones next year. So I think the Eagles have done real well here.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, by the way, the Chargers, you know, they got a good player in Zion Johnson who's going to really help Justin Herbert.
Hold up, I can't keep up. A.J. Brown just got traded. I thought he said, when you said A.J., I thought A.J. Green, man. I can't keep up.
A.J. Brown now goes to the Eagles.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me, Mick.
He needs dinner.
I can't keep up, man. My blood sugar's low.
There's so many
A.J.
things.
Brown.
Okay, we have a guest. We also are going to hear from the commissioner momentarily to see who the Tennessee Titans take with that 18th overall pick as they have traded with the Philadelphia Eagles for that pick. But right now we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio. All right, as we roll along here on the 2022 NFL Draft, let's send it over to Ian Fitzsimmons.
Thank you, Shay. Joined now by New Orleans Saints wide receiver from the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Ohio State Buckeyes, Chris Olave here with us on ESPN Radio. And, Chris, Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders, he's like your big brother. So how much advice did he give you coming into this process, going from Ohio State, former teammate, now you're in the league, to a team that traded up to get you? What did Terry Mack mean to you?
He meant a lot, man. Just coming in, he was always a big brother to me. And the advice he gave me is just continue to do the little things and just keep being me. Ohio State prepared us for the NFL, and he told me that. And just keep going and just keep grinding, and I'm going to be good.
What's it mean to you that the Saints went up and got you?
It means a lot, man. They obviously believed in me, and they took a chance on me, and I can't thank them enough, and I can't wait to get out there.
You know, how excited are you? You've been a part of some great tandems when you talk about receiving tandems, but now you get to go against the guy that was the champ, right, before he had the slew of injuries he had in Michael Thomas. How excited are you to get there, learn from him, but also play in that dome? And we've all know how that dome rocks and how that atmosphere is. How excited are you for that?
Man, I can't wait.
Hey, that's 10 Cent, man. That's my line.
I can't wait, man. Mike Thomas, I think he's one of the best receivers in the league to this day.
Yeah.
Just go out there, pick his brain, and he's young too. So just go out there and be a duo tandem, and see what the future has in store for us.
Chris, I love your game and your route running. Any concerns about going the next level in terms of things that could slow down your development?
No, not at all, man. I'm confident in myself. I know who I am, and I'll take me over anybody. So
I might too.
By the way, Mel Tucker, head coach of Michigan State, when I asked him to evaluate you and Garrett Wilson, he said, "I just want him out. Just they're gone. Just get him out of here.
Yeah.
You guys are gone. You're going to the league. Congratulations.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks, Chris. Chris.
Yes, good stuff. Okay, in the meantime, while we were talking to Chris Olave, we did have the 18th pick from the Texans be made. And so this, of course, came from the Saints via the Eagles, and they took wide receiver Treylon Burks out of Arkansas. So by my account, guys, this would be the sixth wide receiver now taken in this NFL draft. Again, Treylon Burks, wide receiver out of Arkansas, goes to the Titans. And if you're wondering how we got here, the Titans traded away a wide receiver in A.J. Brown to the Eagles for the 18th overall pick. Are we all keeping up?
Yeah, I am, no. But this is crazy.
But again, I think what it goes back to is the economics of you got to look at Burks and say he's a very similar player
To A.J. Brown.
Now we just reset the contract back, and reportedly the Eagles just gave $25 million a year to A.J. Brown. So I think what the Titans did is they just try to flip one big physical receiver for another, because that's what Burks is.
Yeah, this is the first time, guys, in the common draft era that six wide receivers has been selected in the top 20 overall pick.
We thought
this was going to be a defensive-minded, I guess, draft here after those first six picks, and now it's kind of turned the tide here with the receivers.
I am so surprised that Jermaine Johnson has dropped this far. I mean, this guy's a prototypical defensive end, high productivity, motor, never quits on a play. I am shocked that anybody hasn't moved back in and moved up to try and get this player.
And guys, the other compelling storyline is things are flying all over the place right now. Teams training up, back. We haven't even heard boo about a quarterback yet.
No.
And it's really
we're
remarkable.
We're approaching pick 19.
Right, we're right here at 20.
We're right there. That's what we all thought, right? We're approaching pick 19. This will be another pick by the New Orleans Saints. Remember, they moved up earlier to go get Chris Olave. And so the Saints now are on the clock. Go ahead. What you got, Ian?
Burks is one of my favorite stories in this draft. So I grew up on a horse farm in Folsom, Louisiana. So when I first heard last year that Burks' favorite thing to do away from playing ball was go hog hunting, I'm like, okay, I get it. That's fine. At the NFL Combine, a lot of people were absolutely shocked, and I mean dismayed, because they asked him, what do you do when you go hog hunting? He said, well, you get your dog, your gloves, and your buck knife, and you go and you kill hogs. That's it. And everyone was shocked, and they were stunned. And so me growing up on a farm, I really wasn't that surprised. But he said, that's the rush. You know, the only time I get a rush like that, you finally get the dogs, find the hog, and you stab that thing to the heart. There's nothing better.
Hey.
That's what Burks is, and that's what the Tennessee Titans just got.
And
I love bacon.
Hey, he's lucky Treylon Burks is going to Tennessee, right? There's some other cities he could have gone to where he couldn't have been hunting hogs.
He's still hunting hogs. There it is.
He can still do that there in Tennessee. Ian, I know you got a guess. Go ahead, buddy.
Charles Cross, the big left tackle out of Mississippi State. Congratulations, my man. Good to see you again. What's this moment like for you?
It's crazy, man. I'm just enjoying the moment, taking it all in, just letting it settle. I'm excited to go to Seattle,
be with Coach Carroll, just get some work in and just improve day by day.
You're going to be manning that left side, but you haven't put your hand in the dirt playing for Mike Leach in a while. And some people are wondering, how's that transition going to be? Your answer would be?
I feel like it's going to be a smooth transition. Ever since I've been training, I've been training 2 and 3 points, so I'm ready for whatever. I'm just ready to get in the fire and get started.
Well, you're pretty sure with all those great pass rushers out there, you're going to be in a 2-point stands a lot. You know, how excited, how much do you know about the Pacific Northwest?
I really don't know too much. I heard it's a little rainy.
just a little bit.
Got mountains and oceans.
Catch fish out there?
I do like fishing, though, so I'm definitely going to go fishing.
No doubt.
Charles, just take us through what you're thinking now, like the emotion. Is it excitement? Is it relief? Like the whole process is arduous between all the combine, all the interviews. Like, what's your state of mind right now?
I definitely say it is excitement and relief. Just excited to be able to go play football. And also relief, just finding out, like, which team I'm going to be playing with, where I'm going to be at. I'd say this is probably the only two emotions I'm really feeling.
They don't have Little Dewey's Barbecue in Seattle.
They don't. I know that it's probably some good food. I know it's some good food there for sure.
You'll be fine. You'll be good. Congratulations, Seattle Seahawk. Charles Cross out of Mississippi State, big left tackle, will be manning the left side out there for Drew Lock.
I think we think Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. That's,
we're
going
to roll with
your
Drew
guy,
Lock,
Charles.
It sounds like.
There
yep.
you go.
Hey, I'm just ready to protect, take care of my QB.
Get him, man. Congratulations.
We appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks, CC. All right, coming up next here, guys, we've got this pick comes from the Philadelphia Eagles. It'll be the 19th overall pick. Now, we've already seen the Saints go ahead and move up. Earlier in this draft, they went and took Chris Olave, wide receiver, and that was their earlier pick. Again, they moved up to get him. In terms of wide receivers, since we're already on this topic here, there have already been 4 veteran wide receivers traded for first-round picks so far this year. That's double from any other year in the draft. A.J. Brown, Hollywood Brown, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, all guys, veteran wide receivers that were traded for draft capital. And yep. So now what happens with the New Orleans Saints, who, again, already took a wide receiver earlier in this draft. They went with Chris Olave and the 11th overall pick. They moved up to go ahead of the Washington Commanders. Here's what they do now. Here's the commissioner.
To our U.S. Air Force service members and all those serving our great nation domestically and around the world. With the 19th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Trevor Penning, tackle, Northern Iowa.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Penning is a powerful mauler who can play left tackle or slide to the right side in the NFL. He had a dominant week at the Senior Bowl and does need to clean up some things with his hand placement to better anchor against power rushers. But his athleticism, his toughness, and his football IQ have scouts raving about his potential to be an early starter at either tackle position.
All right, so Trevor Penning, you like this, Mike T.
I love this because if you think about what the Saints are doing, they got Chris Olave, which was a massive hole at the wide receiver position, given everything that was going on, ironically, with another Ohio State receiver, Michael Thomas. So you have a young frontline receiver, and then they lost a really good tackle to the Dolphins in Taron Armstead. Trevor Penning, to me, has a real physicality. I think he's a tempo setter. I think it's tremendous value that they were able to get him at 19.
You know, from my old Gateway Conference, and like he has a little edge to him, and I think he's a tempo setter. You know, a guy like Incognito, he's a guy that gets in your head, you know, get you out of your assignments. You know, you're focusing on attacking him and not so much doing your job because you're trying to get paid back, you know, a much needed pick. Now, the question is, you know, do you say he can play left tackle or right tackle? Do you move Ramchek over to left tackle and move him to right tackle? You know, as he does have to get a little bit more polish with all those creative pass rushers that are in that division.
All right, so the Saints now take an offensive tackle, and Trevor Penning, and earlier they took Chris Olave. So those two picks now are in the books for the New Orleans Saints. Right now the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock, but in the meantime we go to Ian Fitzsimmons.
Olave's old teammate from Ohio State, former teammate Garrett Wilson now joins us, now a New York Jet. Does that sound weird when you hear former teammate? Because it feels like you and Olave were in Columbus, Ohio for 17 years.
it doesn't sound weird. You know, these last 6 months, it's been a long 6 months. You know, it's been a long one. And, you know, we've just been texting. We've only been able to keep up in text. So it's felt different. It hasn't felt like we've been, you know, teammates. We saw each other every day to not, you know, not training in different places. It honestly does feel different. So, honestly, it's not the craziest thing hearing it at this point.
How does Ohio State prepare you for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job, you know, as far as coming in freshman year, and it was a huge transition for me. But, you know, the details of, you know, they always tell you to train like a pro, and that is focusing on the details, eating right, training hard, you know, doing that things in the off season that to be able to, you know, hold your, keep your body healthy throughout the season, things like that. And, you know, just to name a few things that Ohio State does.
Now you're coming to the New York Jets, a place that was thirsty, were dying for a number one receiver. You have an opportunity to kind of link up with Elijah Moore, a young, talented receiver like yourself, Corey Davis. How did the meeting go there, and are you ready for the expectations for New York?
Yeah, no, it went really well. The coaching staff was really, it was youthful, and I loved being there. It was, you know, Coach Sala was high energy. You know, I got in the meeting room, and it wasn't boring. You know, it wasn't like just going through the motions. It wasn't like the rest of the visits. And, you know, I love that about New York. So, you know, I feel like I'm ready for everything that comes with New York City. And I just can't wait to get up there.
Can you outrun Zach Wilson's arm?
he's got a cannon. I remember watching the pro day last year. But, you know, I don't think so. Probably not. He's probably going to put it on the money every time.
Well, Garrett, what is it going to be like at practice when you go one-on-one against Sauce Gardner?
Yeah, it's going to be highly competitive. Iron sharpens iron. You know, at Ohio State, you know, we trained really hard. We practiced hard, and we all went against each other. You know, you felt like you were going against the best of the best. And, you know, I feel like with Sauce, it'll feel like the same thing. And, you know, that's what good young players need.
From Lake Travis, I'm a Dallas guy. Okay, Lake Travis, yeah. High School, all the way to New York, man. But for people who don't know, describe Lake Travis High School and the number of forget college guys, pros you guys have put out.
Probably I'm probably the 10th, maybe.
From the same high school.
Yeah, and a lot of them are quarterbacks. Crazy. And a lot of them are quarterbacks, you know, so they breed quarterbacks down in Lake Travis, that Westlake area, you know, so.
Good luck, man. Congratulations. Go get them, and best in the big city.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Garrett. Garrett Wilson, Ohio State.
Yep, and now a New York Jet. Thank you, Garrett. We appreciate it. Okay, so the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the board here with the number 20 overall pick, guys, and it feels like this could be the time where we finally see a quarterback come off the board. We haven't seen one yet in this 2022 NFL draft. We all kind of were pegging the Steelers here with the 20th pick. Remember, no Big Ben, obviously, there in Pittsburgh anymore as he retires. They did bring in Mitch Trubisky. But still, they need a QB room.
But at this point, why not just go ahead and take the best player available and move back up in the first round, because you still got three people to choose from. You know, you got to might as well swing for the fences, right?
Or this could be the world's shortest scouting trip. It could be from one end of that Pittsburgh facility to the other end of that Pittsburgh facility. So, to me, you could do that, Bart, or you could just go take Kenny Pickett from
Pitt. Get greedy, baby.
It was. Go ahead.
Remember this. Before Malik Willis's pro day, who did he have dinner with the night before? Mike Tomlin. And who was Mike Tomlin following around? I mean, just would not let Malik Willis get out of his sight. So,
well, I guess we're going to find out how good that dinner went.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then also remember that Matt Corral is here in Vegas, as is Malik Willis. Kenny Pickett is not, so we'll see what happens. Again, the Pittsburgh Steelers here on the clock with the 20th overall pick, and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, is about to take the podium and tell us who the Pittsburgh Steelers decided to take with this 20th overall pick. This is the Steelers' first pair to the commissioner.
I think Matt Corral may be in Vegas longer than Bart Scott, by the way.
Yeah, maybe. Matt Corral might need to do other things. We'll see.
Bart's paying rent out here.
It's Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
I guess that dinner didn't go
this
so well.
This season marks the 50th anniversary of one of the most memorable moments in NFL history.
He just said it.
Franco Harris.
During the final seconds of the 1972 AFC divisional game, Franco Harris made an improbable catch known as the Immaculate Reception. He here with us tonight to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that moment. And to announce the pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers, please welcome Pro Football Hall of Famer Franco Harris.
Wow, this is incredible. This is incredible. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Las Vegas. Wow. I love this. I love this. With the 20th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Kenny Pickett, quarterback, Pittsburgh. Yeah!
Jordan Reed, Player Profile.
Finished with 42 touchdowns to 7 interceptions during his senior season, and there are a lot of scouts and evaluators that are excited about his projection to the next level just because of he's the most pro-ready of the bunch, then also the responsibilities that he was tasked with at the line of scrimmage. He's very mature as far as in the pocket. He can make some throws outside of the pocket as well, and that's why a lot of people feel as if he should be the first quarterback taken off of the board.
Took 20 picks, but here we are. This is the longest wait for the draft's first quarterback since 1997. And, guys, it is Kenny Pickett out of Pitt that comes off the board, and he's going to stay in that same kind of area because he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, the ACC is the most quarterbacks drafted in round one over the last decade, and obviously being the first QB off the board.
Four-year starter, 49 games, had a great year, being coached by Mark Whipple. I think his athleticism in the pocket is better than people think. Now, there's a lot being made about his sub-9-inch hands. He did have 27 fumbles. That is a concern. I think you could drill that. I think you could fix that. This guy intrigues me, guys, because he's not what the sort of like new-age high-end athlete is, but this guy is smart. He has a really good arm. He's a winner. And I think he plays in the NFL for a really, really long time. And I think what they did is an outstanding job. Let Trubisky play. Let him sit for a year. You win for today with Trubisky, and you develop for tomorrow with Kenny Pickett.
Well, if he sits for a year, he's going to come back and start at the age of 30. I mean, this is a guy that's played a lot of football. You know, this is a surprising pick. Listen, if anybody can get it out of him, you know, you have to ask yourself, is this a game changer? Because within that division, you have Action Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Joe Burrow. And good ain't going to be good enough. You got to be good to great. You know, good has to be your floor. And can Pittsburgh win consistently with the fourth best quarterback within the division? Remains to be seen, but it's going to be a lot of pressure on him. Maybe not this year, but next year is going to be high pressure.
Okay, we're going to keep talking about Kenny Pickett here, but I just want to mention this. The Patriots are supposed to be on the board. They trade back. Now Kansas City is on the board with the 21st overall pick. So as we await the next pick, it is now, will be Kansas City's, and we'll see who they take with the 21st overall pick. Pick is not in. Once it's in, we'll let you know. In the meantime, Kenny Pickett off the board. He's the first quarterback to go, and he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
As Mike T just said for people just tuning in, when I was talking about Malik Willis going to dinner with Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers, the night before his pro day, and Mike T says, well, we're about to find out how that dinner went. I guess the chicken was overcooked, right?
Yeah, something. All right, that noise means that the pick is in again. This was supposed to be the Patriots with the 21st pick. Instead, now it is the Kansas City Chiefs. What were you saying? Got to be what?
Got to be Jermaine Johnson. They have to get a pass rusher. Everybody within the division, they're picking really close. They can go back and get their receiver. But listen, it is one pass rusher, elite pass rusher that's left. And I'm surprised he hasn't went so far. I will be surprised
if it's not
Jermaine Johnson II. You have to get sure up that defense. They have it. They've addressed the offensive needs, trying to replace Tariq Hill. They have to give that defense some help.
Okay, so speaking of that, heading into pick 20, obviously, which was Kenny Pickett, according to our NFL draft predictor, we had a 1% chance of Jermaine Johnson still being available at pick 20. 1%.
1%.
And here he is as we enter pick number 21, which, again, now is the Kansas City Chiefs instead of the New England Patriots, rather. I want to mention this, though. We kind of have a reoccurring thing here, guys. Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan to Detroit. Ike Ekwonu, NC State to Carolina. Kenyon Green, Texas A&M to Houston. Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh to Pittsburgh. So a lot of homegrown, hometown dudes that are very familiar with these NFL teams sticking around. This kind of seems to be a theme now throughout this draft, Mike T.
Yeah, it really, that's a great point. That's a really nice touch to what's going on here. And to me, again, with Pickett, I think he's in the ideal situation. Hall of Fame coach, championship defense, great running back in Najee Harris. Like, if you're a quarterback, it's not where you're selected. To me, it's more about, like, are you put in a position to be successful? So where Kenny Pickett's probably disappointed he didn't go sixth to Carolina. For the next 15 years, this could have been the best thing that happened to him. And one other thing I'd like to touch on is, you know, Bart, you did mention maybe Jermaine Johnson, who I like a lot, but do you think maybe Kansas City goes up in front of Green Bay to try to get a receiver, knowing that Green Bay is in the same market they are? So,
yeah,
very interesting chess match here.
Okay, so Kansas City's going to pick next. They also pick again at 30. But here's the deal of the trade. So Kansas City gets the 21st pick. That's what we're waiting for now. New England gets the 29th pick, the 94th pick, and the 121st pick.
Yep.
So that's the deal of the trade. So Kansas City will pick 21st here, and then they'll pick again later on. Kansas City will pick 30th. So they have two picks still here in this first round.
Yeah, and basically what happened there, Jay, is they flipped picks, eight spots for a 3 and a 4. I think that's a win-win. You know, the Patriots, it gives them a little bit more volume. And again, like, I think this could be a little bit of a chess match, you know, in terms of jumping in front of Green Bay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So here comes Commissioner Goodell to tell us what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do here with this pick.
The New England Patriots have traded the 21st pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 21st pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Trent McDuffie, defensive back, Washington.
Matt Miller, player profile.
McDuffie is a feisty corner who can live near the line of scrimmage, whether it's on the inside as a slot corner or on the outside. He's great near the line of scrimmage despite not having awesome arm length, but his short area quickness, his instincts, his toughness, and his football IQ are all starting caliber. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the next Tre'Davious White.
Well, that's some high praise, the next Tre'Davious White, but Trent McDuffie, cornerback out of Washington, is not where we thought they were going to go. We thought maybe it was going to be a wide receiver, perhaps it was going to be Jermaine Johnson, and guys, lo and behold, they take neither.
I really like this player. He is feisty and versatile. You know, they lost the Honey Badger. They can move this guy all over, but he is a shutdown corner. The Washington Huskies had a very underrated pass defense.
Yeah.
Gordon, his teammate's going to go here either at the end of the first or in the second. This is a really good football player. I agree with Bart, though. Like, when you look at them and you say big hole at receiver, big hole at defensive end, to trade a 3 and a 4 to get McDuffie is a little bit of a surprise, but he is a really good football player.
Yeah, I'm not doubting the player. I'm just doubting the pick and giving up draft capital. Listen, we all understand that if Kansas City really wants to, because they have 12 picks, they can package some more picks to move up to get other players. But I just thought they would, you know, maybe go with somebody with the defensive end, you know, and then go at a corner maybe with the next pick. But, you know, I guess it opens the door for Green Bay. And maybe everybody has different evaluations on different players, sees players differently.
Yeah. So when Trent McDuffie, cornerback of Washington, now going to the Kansas City Chiefs, was the primary defender in coverage, he allowed just one completion of 20 or more yards, and he did not allow a touchdown in 2021. And so the Kansas City Chiefs get a boost on their defense, Ian.
My question, I'm with Bart on this one. I'm going to throw this to you, Mike T, because you've been in these draft rooms, and so you know what's going on behind the scenes. Not in this one, but you've been in a lot of them. Jermaine Johnson.
Still there.
I mean, what, especially in that division, I understand you need corners also, but you have to get after the quarterback. And by far, bar none, I just scrolled through four different sites, and every single one of them has best player available. One guy, one name, every one of them, Jermaine Johnson, Florida State edge rusher.
Yeah, this is where, you know, a team is either going to be opportunistic, right? Like the
Baltimore, Dallas.
Yeah, so someone could try to trade up. This reminds me a little bit, going back a number of years ago, we had traded up for Darrell Revis, and then there was a player, David Harris, who was a really good linebacker, who was sitting there inexplicably, and we're like, we got to go get this guy. But I totally agree with what you're saying.
So up next, guys, that chime means the pick is in, and that would be for the Green Bay Packers here at the 22nd overall pick. Remember, they get this pick from the Vegas Raiders because of the trade they made for Devontae Adams, and so there's still a hole there in terms of wide receiver. But I don't know, when you've got a player like Jermaine Johnson still on the board that's not really one of their needs, but perhaps it's somebody they go get. I mean, at this point, we've seen so many wide receivers go off the board, and guys, I know this is a really deep wide receiver class, but
yeah.
What way do you think the Packers go here?
Well, they lost to Darius Smith, and, you know,
true,
you have to have a lot of pass rushers. They have Rashawn Gary, who's graduated, and then they have Preston Smith. But they have to be able to stop somebody because they get bullied when it comes to the playoffs. That physical brand of football kind of takes all the glitz and glamour that they have on the offensive side of the ball and really gives them a lot of problems. But is this the Green Bay Packers pick, or is this Aaron Rodgers pick? Does this make Aaron happy because he lost his best friend?
Yeah, we're going to find out here. We're awaiting the commissioner to take the podium to see who the Green Bay Packers take. Again, this is their first pick here in the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft. It comes from the Vegas Raiders, who they traded Devontae Adams to. And so the Green Bay Packers have made their selection with the 22nd overall pick. And so Commissioner Roger Goodell is going to tell us who they select here as he takes the podium.
With the 2 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Quay Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Walker was overshadowed at times on a great Georgia defense, but NFL scouts are in love with the height, length, and overall athleticism he brings to the table as a starting linebacker from day one. There's some Darius Leonard qualities in terms of athleticism, length, and the playmaker he can be at either weak side or middle linebacker.
All right, guys, so the Packers go ahead and take an inside linebacker in Quay Walker out of Georgia. Before we dive into that, we have a trade. The Buffalo Bills are now on the clock. Just keep that in mind, but let's dive into Quay Walker here. I see your face, Bart Scott. What do you think?
I mean, because you had the number one linebacker on the board was Devin Lloyd, and you had an opportunity to address that. Like I said, they've been bullied up the middle, and maybe they just wanted to get some solid linebacker play.
You know, what's interesting, Bart, is I had compared him to Devondre Campbell, who they re-signed. I mean, this guy is long. He can run. He is tough. I think Lloyd's just a little bit undersized, but I'm just really surprised, given the fact that they re-signed Campbell, and they have a big void, obviously, at receiver, and we're day-to-day with Aaron Rodgers. I'm just a little surprised by the position they just picked.
Okay, really quick, guys, coming up here again, the Buffalo Bills are now on the clock with the 24th pick. This was supposed to be the Baltimore Ravens from the Arizona Cardinals because of the trade they made with Hollywood Brown, who now goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Instead, we've got a trade with Buffalo. So Buffalo gets this 23rd pick. The Ravens get the 25th and the 130th pick. That's what each team gets. We'll dive in more coming up next. You're listening to the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
With the first pick,
the First Draft Podcast.
What if Kenny Pickett's still there at 32? I mean, that could be where they do go quarterback. I don't think the Lions are coming into this draft future. I don't think that they believe that necessarily there's one that is going to be an elite quarterback at the next level.
The First Draft Podcast with Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, and Field Yates. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcast. The 2022 NFL Draft. Live from Las Vegas.
With the first pick.
From pick 1 to 262.
This draft can go so many different ways.
He is a game changer. He has Tyreek Hill play speed.
The NFL Draft is officially open.
Got it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select.
2022 NFL Draft. Coverage continues with round 2 and 3 tomorrow at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
The 2022 NFL Draft.
Las Vegas, you guys ready to get started?
College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
This is where legends are made.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage live from Las Vegas.
There is so much buzz and excitement here
with the first pick.
The 2022 NFL Draft, presented by Verizon, April 28th through 30th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
The playoffs on ESPN Radio.
I've prepared, feels like my whole life, for this stage and for these moments.
Smart dribbles inside the arc to Tatum.
I want to see when they get punched in the mouth during the playoffs.
Layup's good at the horn!
How this team handles adversity.
On a mission with ambition, time to show what I'm about.
Get the very latest from the NBA every morning starting at 6 Eastern with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And it continues all day on ESPN Radio. Major League Baseball, this weekend on ESPN Radio.
Deep to right field. This a no-doubter. Gone. Francisco Lindor.
The New York Mets come storming into the season and sit high atop the National League East. This weekend, they welcome Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Harper takes off. Throw to the plate. Safe at the plate. Too late, Bryce Harper.
The Mets and Phillies. Coverage begins Sunday at ESPN app. You're listening to the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
All right, moving right along. We are waiting the 23rd pick in the NFL Draft. Again, this is now the Buffalo Bills. They are now on the clock. How did we get there, we wonder? Well, the Baltimore Ravens and the Arizona Cardinals. The Baltimore Ravens traded Hollywood Brown to the Arizona Cardinals, and then they made a trade here, rather, with the Buffalo Bills, guys, with the 23rd pick. There have been so many trades. I mean, we've seen six receivers come off the board. Two veteran receivers already get traded. Ian, can you make any sense of what we've seen so far? Because we're all trying to keep up.
No, okay, I can't. But after the 10th overall pick, we were flying through the draft in maybe 48 minutes, there's a certain person that jumped up and said, "My gosh, this thing's flying. We're going to be done in an hour and a half." That man is Mike Tannenbaum. And if you don't think the Jinx is a living, breathing entity, I give you that comment because I looked at him and said, "We haven't had any trades." He goes, "Oh, yeah, you're right." And what has happened since? We need to give, like, Shea Cornett here, you know, I mean, a defibrillator, oxygen, I mean, the matriarch of this broadcast is hanging in there.
I am guilty as charged. And Shea, you started off as like a Girl Scout over here, like everything was in perfect pile, everything was orderly. Now like it's, two sheets to the wind here.
Just so we're all keeping track, we're up to 7 draft day trades after the Bills moved up to 23. That's tied for the most in the first round since 2013, okay? So we're not all crazy. This is what's going on here. Since moving to a 3-day draft back in 2010, the most draft day trades in the first round is 8. That was done in 2012 and 2010. We're one trade away from making history here.
That's where we're at
this point. Again, the Buffalo Bills are on board. Guys, we'll see what the Buffalo Bills do here.
There's so much talent left.
There's so much talent left. So many receivers are already off the board. And so we've already seen 3 Georgia players go as well. I don't know if there's a direction we can go here with the Buffalo Bills.
They need a corner opposite of Tre'Davious White.
Okay, maybe that's what they do. Here comes the Bills.
The Baltimore Ravens have traded the 23rd pick to the Buffalo Bills. With the 23rd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Kaiir Elam, defensive back, Florida.
Jordan Reed, player profile.
Kaiir Elam made his mark at Florida, while in Gainesville, he proved to be a true CB1 that was able to lock down the opposing wide receivers that he faced week in and week out. At 6'2", 197 pounds, he's a bigger corner that also has loose movement skills, but also the ball skills to match. At 20 years old, one of the younger prospects in this draft class, a lot of scouts feel as if he's only scratching the surface of what he can be at the next level and can turn into a true shutdown corner.
All right, so the Bills from the Cardinals via the Ravens take cornerback Kaiir Elam out of Florida. Again, the Bills pass defense, a big reason why Buffalo has been successful the last few years. Guys, last year Buffalo allowed 12 passing touchdowns and 19 interceptions. That's a league best, about a half touchdown to interception ratio. And so now they bolster that, obviously, with adding Kaiir Elam out of Florida.
Pedigree, right?
Yeah, and a massive position of need. Tre'Davious White coming off of an injury. They lost Levi Wallace in free agency. This was something where this is a win now mode sort of trade. He's a plug and play player. I don't think he tackled very well this year, which to me, for someone like Sean McDermott, when we think about Coach McDermott, I think the word toughness comes to mind. So I'm a little surprised by the player, not the position.
We talk about pedigrees. He'll be the third Elam that's been in this league, right? Because you drafted his
Abe.
Uncle Abe, and then his dad, I believe, did he play for the Ravens?
Matt,
and here we go. I mean, so you talk about bloodlines. We know that he understands all of them were DBs. So this is going to be exciting, you know, to see, you know, once again, a position that, you know, maybe they could have waited and got this player. I didn't think he was on everybody's radar. You still got a guy like Booth out there. You still have some guys with a little bit more name recognition. But listen, you look at what you think you're looking for the characteristics and the traits that you look for in your type of corner. Everybody has that height, weight, speed, skill set that they maybe value over somebody else and see them in their system. I'm just amazed that maybe Jerry Rawl has been quiet and hasn't bothered anybody. And for the second year in a row, he may potentially get a guy to fall to him that nobody in the world thought. It had people with Jermaine Johnson at number 2, number 4. And he could fall to Jerry and Jerry.
And Jerry at number 24. So the Dallas Cowboys are now on the clock. We haven't heard the chime that the pick is in yet. However, going back to what the Bills just did, again, they drafted cornerback Kaiir Elam out of Florida. So the last two DBs taken by the Bills in the first round, Tre'Davious White, as we talked about, and Stephon Gilmore. Both have obviously had tremendous careers in the NFL. Also, the Bills cornerbacks already allowed the fewest yards per attempt and the lowest completion percentage. We already talked about how that has kind of been their bread and butter, and the Bills have selected a defensive player with 6 of their last 7 first-round picks. This seems to be what they do. Now, in terms of what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do we need to talk about Micah Parsons? I mean, they struck gold last year. Can they do it again with this pick here coming up at number 24? Ian, what do you think?
It's a no-brainer for me, and that's Jermaine Johnson. I mean, he fell to you like manna from football heaven. Just go ahead and turn the card in. It's done. You lost Randy Gregory to the Denver Broncos because you put a clause in there about, you know, personal conduct. And, you know, if you got popped into the substance, you know, issue, you know, the contract's null and void. He hated it and therefore, you know, said, heck with it. I'm out, gone. So you lose Randy Gregory to, you know, the Denver Broncos. They need another edge rusher. And you can't tell me, Mike T, that Jermaine Johnson is not only fitting need, check, best player available, check. I mean, that's what I would have. What about you?
I couldn't disagree with anything you said. I think it's absolutely, you know, what they need. Now, they did sign some other guys like a Dante Fowler. They brought back Dorrance Armstrong. Yeah, I know you guys are rolling your eyes. So I completely agree. This is a no-brainer. You turn in Jermaine Johnson. You can make an argument ball player than Kayvon Thibodeau. Now, as a pass rusher, I could see that a little bit. What I was so impressed at the practices in Mobile, we had great broadcasting that was hosted by none other than Jordan Cornette. And anyway, Jermaine Johnson, he set an edge that reminded me of Carl Banks. He was long and tough. And for a guy to show that sort of toughness in a all-star game practice, I fell in love with Jermaine Johnson. So to me, Fitzy, what you're saying to me makes 1,000% sense.
You made a good point, Bart. I mean, we haven't heard a word from this Cowboys team.
Peep.
That is not always the case. Usually the Cowboys seem to make some kind of pre-draft noise, and they haven't done that thus far. And now they have a really good player in Jermaine Johnson, perhaps falling in their lap at number 24. And so coming up next, we've got the Dallas Cowboys pick at number 24. And then after that, the Baltimore Ravens are back on the clock, and they get that pick via the Buffalo Bills. So, again, we're awaiting the Dallas Cowboys. We have not heard the chime, meaning that the pick is in. And so when we do, we will obviously go to Commissioner Goodell and figure out who the Dallas Cowboys are going to take with the 24th overall pick. In the meantime, Ian Fitzsimmons is joined by a guest. And so, Ian, go ahead and take it away.
The pride of Notre Dame, now Baltimore Raven, Kyle Hamilton here with us on ESPN Radio. Mike Tannenbaum, Shea Cornette, Bart Scott. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. And, Kyle, your attitude watching you at Notre Dame the last time we sat down was – before last season, I mean, you play with a true passion behind your pads.
Right.
The fit that your attitude has going to a blue-collar organization like Baltimore, just describe that match.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's the waiting game is so tough in the green room, and I think I got picked by the perfect team at the end of the day, and I'm so excited to get to work. I'm excited to help add to a team that is already capable of winning a Super Bowl and hopefully provide a another level that we can take the team to, and come in, be humble, and just earn respect from the older guys from the team from the jump.
Well, when you go to Baltimore, it's not just about respect from the current players. It's about the past players, because
right.
The standard is the standard. And you talk about filling a position that was manned by Ed Reed, arguably at the time. How much do you know about the history of the Baltimore Ravens from a defensive standpoint, and how excited are you now that you get to write your name and etch it along that great organization?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, obviously they had guys like you said, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, guys who are arguably top five, definitely top five at their position ever. So to be somebody who can come in and fill those shoes, I mean, I wasn't scared of it at Notre Dame. Notre Dame definitely has some big shoes to fill, and I came in, I feel like I did that, did it the right way, and I feel like I'm headed down the right path to do that in Baltimore. So I'm excited.
Kyle, I'd love to talk about the scouting report, because I love your game, your skill set. I think you can play man-to-man in the slot on the tight end. I've seen you play deep out the field. I see you blitz. What do you think you have to work on at the next level?
I would say I'm a little over-aggressive at times in the post. I'd be a little more patient, especially at this level.
That guy I overpaid, he was also sometimes exactly that. So that's a good problem to have, and some dumb GM may overpay you one day for that. So that's okay.
It's a good problem to have, trust me.
Yeah, it's a good problem. You'd rather have to pull somebody back than have to push them forward. But, there's obviously guys who are really good at this level at looking people off. And I think it's something I should work on, and just being a little patient and waiting for the right time to go.
You hurt the knee. You missed the rest of the season. What did you learn maybe about yourself as far as a person and also a player when you were away from the game for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, I think I kind of put on my coaching hat at that point. My teammates voted me a captain, and even though the NFL was probably my next step and everybody around the program knew that, I was voted a captain for a reason. Didn't want to check out, made my own scouting reports and all that stuff. Had wore earpiece on the sideline so I could be communicated with and all that stuff and help guys succeed. And, you know, even though I got hurt, one thing I wanted the safety room to know is, like, there shouldn't be a drop-off at all. We're all here for a reason. We're all in scholarship at Notre Dame for a reason, and I wanted to help them succeed, and it was good to see them succeed for sure.
You talk about hitting the ground running. You're going to go into a division that has arguably two of the best quarterbacks in the game. You think about going against Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, for football that's going to be on prime time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to grow up quick, and I'm excited to do that. It's definitely not easy playing in that division. You got some great rivalries. Get to go up against my boy Chase now, Chase Claypool on the Steelers.
That's a special week. Former Raven, that's a special week. We don't talk to them. We don't mention that name.
Yeah, right. I love it. I love having one of those rivalries in my life. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. And every week in the NFL, you're playing against somebody that's a freak athlete. So, growing up quick, and I feel like the Ravens are the perfect organization to help me do that.
Crab cakes, man. Go dominate.
I know. I gotta up my palate a little bit.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank
good
you,
to see you again. Welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Kyle Hamilton.
All right, good luck, Kyle.
And now the latest member of the Baltimore Ravens. Sounds like he doesn't like crab cakes. He's right. He's going to have to broaden the palate.
I never rock with it either. I never rock with it.
He just waved you off, Shay, like, whoa, I didn't say that.
I'm sorry. Maybe I misinterpreted that. In the meantime, while we were talking to Kyle Hamilton, the Dallas Cowboys did make their selection at number 24. They went with offensive tackle Tyler Smith, guys. And so not Jermaine Johnson, who many of us thought they were going to take. Instead, out of Tulsa, offensive tackle Tyler Smith is the direction.
Baltimore Ravens, it falls to them.
Yeah, well,
you talk about they needed to fill up that defense. They lost Justin Houston. You know, they got Owe now. Now you can pair him. You think about the dynamic dudes that the Ravens have had. Terrell Suggs, Adelius Thomas, right? Judon, Darius Smith. And now they get some organizations are just better lucky than good. And I can't see at 25 with Baltimore or 26 with Tennessee, both positions of need, them allowing Jermaine Johnson to fall past there. Okay. I think the bleeding stops here.
I do want to go really quick back to this pick in Tyler Smith. Guys, we know the issues with the penalties and what happened with the Dallas Cowboys last year. I just saw this nugget. Tyler Smith was called for 12 penalties in 12 games last season after he was flagged 7 times in 14 games. 12 flags were the third most in the Cowboys O-line. Flagged a league high 49 times last year.
So he's a perfect fit. You know, they used Connor Williams, who, and now they just replaced. But
it's a turnstile.
Yeah.
Left guard.
Yeah. So, look, Tyron Smith has had durability issues. They lose Lyle Collins. Connor Williams didn't play very well. So this, they needed a guard, but I think we all agree that let's get the pass rusher. We could come back and get a guard. And Tyler Smith does have a great disposition, but when you read all the scout reports, like, he does have a problem with penalties, and that's been a problem with Dallas. So, again, a little bit like the Green Bay situation, they had a dying need at receiver. They take Quay Walker, a good football player, after they re-signed Devondre Campbell. Dallas loses, as you said, Fitzy,
Randy Gregory
to Denver. This guy is sitting right there in Jermaine Johnson. It's just really surprising. Again, they need a guard. They need stability on the offensive line. That's been really clear between, again, Tyron Smith, losing Collins, Connor Williams as well. So I don't mind the player or the pick. I just think there was a better use there in Jermaine Johnson.
That seems to kind of be a theme here, right? We saw the same thing with Packers, and now we're seeing that, obviously, with the Dallas Cowboys. All right, coming up next, the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock. They get this pick from the Buffalo Bills with the 25th overall pick here in the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft right here on ESPN Radio.
Do you need emergency cash up to $2,500? Trust the name you know, WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com can help you get up to $2,500 whenever you need it. WeFixMoney.com is still there to help you get the emergency cash you need. If you're looking for cash for credit card bills, car repairs, child care, travel, or any other reason, go to WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com has been helping customers for over 13 years and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you are never required to accept any loan offered. Some lenders even offer same-day funding. Fill out the form in the morning, and you could get cash that afternoon. So if you or a loved one needs emergency cash up to $2,500, go to WeFixMoney.com today. WeFixMoney.com respects your privacy and maintains the highest standard. If you need up to $2,500, go to WeFixMoney.com. Trust the name you know. WeFixMoney.com.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Attention, per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit yourfreetest.net to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's yourfreetest.net to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to yourfreetest.net today.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The 25th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Tyler Lindenbaum, center, Iowa.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Lindenbaum's a throwback to the way the center position used to be played, and he reminds me of Jason Kelce. He's a little bit short, he's a little bit short arms, but he is agile, fast, and violent in the open field. He'll immediately match him better from day one, and he has the instincts, strength, and athleticism to be very good in the pass game as well.
All right, so Lamar Jackson was hit 16 times per game last year. That's the most of any quarterback in the last 15 years. And so now they bring in Tyler Lindenbaum out of Iowa, a center for the Ravens to try and help protect their quarterback.
Position of need, right? You know, I would think they, you know, well, they got Morgan Moses, so now you think about getting Ronnie Staley back healthy. So now the edges are secure, and you talk about in that zone running game, being able to get guys up to the second level to cut off linebackers. It's a tremendous pick, but I just think maybe, you know, the better player overall was Jermaine Johnson, and you know they need another pass rusher as well, especially to chase Joe Burrow around and now Deshaun Watson. But listen, this is an outstanding player. He's a modern-day, you know, Pouncey slash Nick Mangold, got a little Kevin Moai to him, got a little nastiness to him, mm-hmm. you know, and he fits right in with the Ravens tradition.
Shay, Bart, Mike, this is when I had him against Wisconsin. Kirk Ferentz, the head coach at Iowa, told me, quote, arguably the best center I've been around, and we've had some really good ones around here. He reminds me, my opinion, of Creed Humphrey out of Oklahoma last year. Creed went in the second round and was a second-round steal for the Kansas City Chiefs. Only gave up one sack last year coming out of Oklahoma. Tyler Lindenbaum is that kind of guy, Mike T. Corn-fed, country strong, who just wants to manhandle anybody in front of him, and smart. I mean, brilliant. Never misses a check. Ferentz rarely gives that kind of praise to a player. Called him the best center he's ever been around.
Yeah, that's high praise by a guy that's an O-line factory, and they lose Bozeman. This is a plug-and-play player. And you talk about a team that crushed it tonight. They get Kyle Hamilton, rock solid. Now you come back with Lindenbaum. That's a really productive evening for the Ravens.
Okay, so the Ravens, again, take Tyler Lindenbaum, a center out of Iowa, help protect their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. In the meantime, up next, now is the New York Jets. We've got a trade. They get this from the Tennessee Titans, guys. And so this trade between the Jets and the Titans, that marks the tide for the most in the first round. since 2010, since forever, okay? And so the chaos continues. And so the Jets guys are now on the board. That would be their third pick here now in the first round.
Johnson. I know for a fact they love this guy. If they lied to me, I'm going into Floral Park and I'm kicking the doors in even though my code don't work no more. They better go get that. You talk about winning day one. You talk about getting impact players. You talk about getting arguably a guy that should have been at a, you thought about taking that four. You get the sauce. Oh, man, you talk about changing the narrative. I just need to know what they gave up, but it really don't matter.
Yeah, I don't have the details of the trade just yet.
Because they're not moving up that far. They're moving up 10 spots, so it's cost them a little bit. It probably cost them a swap with the 38th pick. But I'm telling you what, Joe Douglas is earning his keep tonight, baby.
And so, again, that noise means that the New York Jets pick is in. So they traded with the Titans, and so we'll see what they do here. So, again, the Jets earlier today, they've already taken Sauce Gardner earlier, and then they also took Garrett Wilson. So they get a cornerback and they get a wide receiver here. What are they going to do with this pick? Obviously, they like somebody to go ahead and trade up with the Tennessee Titans for the 26th overall pick.
This is a mortal lock. Jermaine Johnson, the Georgia transfer from Florida State. He is tough, rugged, productive. I think he's a better football player than Kayvon Thibodeau, who's now over at the Giants. To come out of this with 3-1, that's a great night for the Jets. You're going to get three starters, a frontline corner, a frontline receiver in Garrett Wilson, and a guy that's going to start from day one as a pass rusher, in Jermaine Johnson.
Williams, now Solomon Thomas, Carl Lawson coming back, C.J. Mosley. You go out and get Whitehead. You talk about getting impact players, young, fast, all gas, no brakes. That would be the true definition of this.
Let's see who the Jets take here now with the 26th overall pick. Here's the commissioner.
The Tennessee Titans have traded the 26th pick to the New York Jets. With the 26th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Jermaine Johnson, linebacker.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Johnson came out of almost nowhere to be one of the best edge rushers in college football last year, and that certainly carried over to the 2022 NFL Draft after a great Senior Bowl performance. The former Florida pass rusher dominated at FSU this past year, has the first step quickness, the agility in his hips and shoulders, and the closing speed to be a day one starter at defensive end or outside linebacker.
So the Jets take Jermaine Johnson. It's the second time the Jets have made three first-round selections in a single draft day. The last time they did that was in the year 2000. We'll talk more about Jermaine Johnson going to the Jets and their three first-round picks next. You're listening to the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The Hoop Collective Podcast.
There was a time this year where people were talking about whether or not the Celtics should consider breaking up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Seeing how much trouble Kevin Durant is having dealing with the size and depth of the Boston wing defense, the concept of ever breaking these guys up now seems just like pure folly.
The Hoop Collective Podcast. Listen on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Major League Baseball, this weekend on ESPN Radio.
Deep to right field. This, a no-doubter. Gone. Francisco Lindor.
The New York Mets come storming into the season and sit high atop the National League East. This weekend, they welcome Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Harper takes off. Throw to the plate. Safe at the plate. Too late, Bryce Harper.
The Mets and Phillies. Coverage begins Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
ESPN Podcast, no matter what you're a fan of.
Welcome in to the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast.
Hollywood mogul McConaughey. Who's the kind of guest you're going to get on the SV Pod?
His reputation is destroyed. I don't feel sorry for Donald Sterling.
The final question comes from Lenny.
The legend that is Adam Schefter.
It's Julie Foudy.
Simone Biles is in the house.
Listen to me now. Believe me later on.
This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN Podcast. Something for everyone. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And Chris Carlin. We take our sports seriously, but not ourselves. And we absolutely will have the best food takes as far as sports talk shows go.
No, we're going to light it up. We're going to get you the angles on stories that you haven't even thought of. And we're going to have a blast doing it. We're going to make you laugh along the way.
Just make sure you give me my room, big fella, because you know I got a whole lot to say.
It's Candy and Carlin Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Boom!
The 2022 NFL Draft.
Live from Las Vegas.
With the first pick.
From pick one to 262.
This draft can go so many different ways.
He is a game changer. He has Tyreek Hill play speed.
NFL draft is officially open. Jacksonville Jaguars select.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Coverage continues with round two and three. Tomorrow at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. This is the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
All right, friends, we have another trade here as we welcome you back into our coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft. And so we now pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio. So Shay Cornett, Mike Tannenbaum, Bart Scott, and Ian Fitzsimmons here with you. And so this was supposed to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick here at number 27. Instead, now the Jacksonville Jags are on the clock. They make a trade, and so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers trade back, and they will now have the first pick of the second round. Before we dive into what the Jags are going to do here, let's go back to this pick of Jermaine Johnson going to the New York Jets. We didn't really have a chance to really dissect this, guys. And so Jermaine Johnson falls all the way to the Jets there at number 26, and they are getting an impact player right away. I mean, the Jets and the Giants, these New York teams, guys, are doing big things here in the draft tonight.
Yeah, when you come out of this for Jermaine Johnson, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, that's a really good job by the Jets. Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal for the Giants. I think both New York teams have done a really good job tonight.
I joked around, like, maybe the Jags are seeing what the Jets and the Giants are doing, and now they want to get in on the party. I don't know. It feels like the clear winners so far are both these New York teams, right, Bart?
Yeah, I tell you what, man. They fulfilled some really good needs, and they were patient, and they saw an opportunity. They weren't uber aggressive. They saw guys falling, and they said, I can't believe this guy's still there. They had assessed value, and they moved up, and they didn't give up too much. Joe Douglas still has a high second-round pick to make some noise tomorrow.
Yeah, so that noise means that the Jags have made their selection. The pick is in. Again, they get this pick via the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and so the Jags have traded up. That gives us now 9 draft day trades. That's the most in a first round since 2010. There were only 3 draft day trades in the first round last year, so this is not something that we're accustomed to, guys. But in terms of what the Jags should do here, remember, they had the number 1 overall pick, and in that, they took Trayvon Walker, defensive end out of Georgia. And so what do we think that they're going to do here now with the 27th overall pick, Mike T?
Boy.
Safety? Dax Hill?
Nakobe Dean or Devin Lloyd, linebackers out of Georgia or Utah?
Yes. No, they obviously, I think it's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. They just exercised the option on Josh Allen. Obviously, they already took
Miles Jack is gone.
The defensive
Miles Jack is gone, and they obviously took Trayvon Walker, who has versatility, but Nakobe Dean, Devin Lloyd, Daxon Hill, those are all really good names. Those are all players that can help them. You know, we know what they already did on the other side of the ball. Remember, they're getting back Travis Etienne. They signed Christian Kirk, also signed Brandon Scherff. So, to me, this would be another defensive player.
Yeah, I mean, Wyatt is out there. Wyatt is, to me, the best inside pass rusher from a defensive tackle standpoint in the game. His violent hands, I know he has some off-the-field character issues.
That's why.
But you're talking about his violent hands, his ability to get penetration. That is a rare thing in this game today, to find somebody that can play the run, but it'll also give you great penetration in the pass.
Mike T, and to Bart's comment about Devontae Wyatt, I talked to several scouts and one GM that had him in the box. They liked his ability better than 99, better than Jordan Davis. You're talking about, you know, Wyatt out of Georgia, but and was arrested back in 2020 for a, quote, family violence incident. 3 other domestic violence incidents connected to Wyatt that some team sources, I was told, have discovered. So some teams have him in the proverbial box, Mike T. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's not something that would surprise me. Like, when you've had bumps in the road like Devontae Wyatt, there's a time and place to take that risk. I don't know if you're going to trade up in the first round. And again, you know, this is a team that really needs the help defensively. So I think it would be unusual to Fitzy from a standpoint. I can't imagine that they would take 2 guys from the same position, like taking Trayvon Walker and Devontae Wyatt, especially to trade up the extra draft capital. So
one outside, Hill, one inside though, Mike.
Yeah. Oh no.
One's a D tackle.
Yeah, Lloyd, Dean, and Dax Hill make a lot of sense to me.
Right. Miles Jack, losing Miles Jack and let him go leaves a gaping hole, especially leadership too.
Okay, so just to reset here a little bit, guys, as you're listening to us here coming to you live from Las Vegas, the 2022 NFL Draft, Mike Tannenbaum, Shea Cornett, Ian Fitzsimmons, Bart Scott here with you. We're awaiting the 27th overall pick. That is now going to the Jacksonville Jaguars from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs will now pick first in the second round tomorrow. After that, the Green Bay Packers are back on the clock. But in the meantime, here comes Commissioner Roger Goodell with the Jaguars' 27th pick.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have traded the 27th pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. With the 27th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Devin Lloyd, linebacker, Utah.
Way to go, Socrates.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Lloyd is one of the most productive and active linebacker prospects in this draft. A true three-down player who can impact the game, stuffing the run, playing in coverage, or even blitzing and getting into the backfield after the quarterbacks. There have been questions about his medicals throughout the draft process, but Lloyd's tape and talent point to a future starter, maybe even week one in the NFL.
All right, so the Jaguars from the Buccaneers, they take linebacker Devin Lloyd out of Utah, guys. 8 sacks, that's the second in the Pac-12, 4 interceptions in 2021. First FBS player to have at least 8 sacks and 4 interceptions in a season since 2013, and that's when James Morris did it out of Iowa. We just heard Matt Miller say this is a guy that needs to come in and could potentially make an immediate impact for the Jags, and that's what they're definitely going to need.
And this was somebody that played some safety early on in his career. He's actually covered the slot receiver. He has great athleticism. I think Bart nailed it, Shea, from a standpoint of you lose a guy like Miles Jack. This guy is a little bit undersized. He's not your classic downhill Bart Scott middle linebacker, but, boy, he could run. He's a space player. I think he's a really good fit for what they needed.
Mike Tannenbaum's Instant Analysis is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bart Scott, what do you think of this Devin Lloyd pick here as they take them in Jacksonville?
Well, listen, I like him a lot. He's a highly productive linebacker. We can't put him in the same range and same vein as like the Ray Lewis is the physical linebackers. That's not the game anymore. The game is about space, being able to be isolated in space, because that's what these offenses are going to make you do, defend all sides. What are you talking about? That's the width of the field. So with all these spread offenses and being able to have some of these little jackrabbits coming out the backfield with these angle routes, reverse pivots and all that stuff, you need somebody that can make sure that they can stay inside and don't get exposed when you have the Alvin Kamaras in space and things of that sort. And being able to just be instinctive. You know what I mean? He's a very instinctive linebacker, highly productive. You can blitz him. You can get a lot of productivity. We saw what Michael Parsons was able to do last year. He's not that, but I tell you what, he's a very, very good football player.
Just to set the stage here, no pun intended, for what happened when David Lloyd took the stage and said hi to Roger Goodell. He picked him up, literally picked him up. I don't think I've ever seen that in terms of when a player has walked on stage. Ian, what do you got here on Devin Lloyd?
I talked to his defensive coordinator, Utah, Morgan Scally, and he said, quote, to Bart's point, he is constantly coming to my office to watch film and asking what he can do to get better. And what about when this happens, when that happens? Did I make the right check here? It's to the point, Scally told me, where it's gotten, in a good way, annoying. He said, it's been 2.5 years of that damn distinct knock on my door. Every now and then I have to tell him, go away. Just get out. You're fine. Don't overthink it. You're good. And two NFL general managers I talked to before their game that I had against USC early in the year, they had first-round grades on him. And one has said, one of the more versatile players in this draft and hits like a truck. Don't judge him by the size. Just watch him play. He doesn't hit you. He runs through you.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff. Okay, so that's what happened here with the 27th pick from the Jaguars. Again, they get that from the Buccaneers. They go linebacker Devin Lloyd out of Utah. Guys, this is now the third consecutive draft that the Jags have had multiple first-round picks. It's time to start seeing some of those come to fruition. Hopefully Doug Peterson can do that this year.
One other thing about Devin Lloyd. He lost not one but two teammates to tragic shootings in Texas. That's why the number 22 has been retired. He was one of the leaders
that helped guide that Utah team through those two tragic shootings.
Yeah, that's a really good note there, Ian. Obviously, he's playing for a different kind of meaning, right? A different kind of inspiration. All right, coming up next, guys, the Green Bay Packers now are back on the clock. The overall pick. Remember, they have a little extra draft capital here in the first round and throughout this draft because of the trade with Davante Adams. Earlier in the pick that they got from the Raiders, because of that Davante Adams trade, they went with inside linebacker Quay Walker, which was pretty surprising, I think, for all of us. We joked around here in a break, like, who was calling Aaron Rodgers to tell him about that pick? But now maybe they have a chance to completely redeem themselves, and with the 28th overall pick, and you gotta assume they perhaps go receiver here. I don't know, but it was just such a head scratcher earlier with that earlier pick.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, you know, re-signing Campbell. They need to get tough up the middle, and I know Wyatt may have some type of
off the field issues,
but you have to be able to get some tough guys, and everybody can't be choir boys. You know, when I was with the Ravens, we had to make sure that we had at least two people on the team with a couple felonies just to make sure our street cred was right when we had to go into these back alleys and have some of these dog fights. Sometimes you got to have some people that's not no choir boys. That's why you have a strong locker room to hold them in check.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be careful with the felonies.
The funniest sign I've ever seen in my life was 52 plus 31 equals 10 to 20. It was Ray Lewis plus Jamal Lewis equals 10 to 20 in prison. So listen, you got to have some guys with Terrell Suggs beat a dude with a stop sign coming out of Arizona State. You know what I mean? You got to have a couple guys like that. We can clean them up. We can get them counseling, but you got to have a couple goons, and you definitely got to have some goo goblins, and you got to get a couple.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how to follow that.
Let's see what the Green Bay Packers here do.
We had a couple cases
pick.
In Baltimore.
Here is Commissioner Roger
Goodell. That's how you follow it.
The 32 men drafted tonight will go on to do great things on the field, but they'll also make tremendous impacts in their communities. Nobody exemplified that more than Walter Payton. Named in his honor, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, is the most prestigious award a player can. We are proud to have Andrew Whitworth, the 2021 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, here with us.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank y'all. Whose house? That's what I'm talking about. I am very humbled and grateful to stand before you as the 2021 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. I would love to thank the NFL, the Payton family, and Nationwide for everything they do to support players as we try to make positive impacts in our communities. When I look back over my time in the NFL and my career over 16 years and a Super Bowl champion, one of the most rewarding things about it was the platform I was able to build to help change people's lives with a lot of other teammates across the NFL and people in organizations. And I want to take this opportunity to challenge the players of the NFL and encourage you and the prospects of this NFL draft. Take advantage of that opportunity. Don't let it go. Let's leave a legacy that lasts longer than just the game field, but shows who you are on and off of it, to make an impact that'll last for generations. Thank you so much for your time.
Andrew, great man. We're so proud of you. With the 28th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Matt Miller, player profile.
My top-rated defensive tackle in this year's class is Georgia's Devonta Wyatt. He's a little bit of an older prospect at 24 years old, but was dominant as a pass rusher, a run defender. Even at times, Wyatt is an ideal three technique for the NFL, and a player who should crack the starting lineup very early in his rookie season.
All right, we'll have more reaction from the Green Bay Packers taking Devontae Wyatt in just a minute. Plus, the New England Patriots, rather, are on the board. It's all coming up next. This is the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The Falcons are the perfect fit for USC's wideout, Drake London. I'll tell you why on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Friday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
Scott Van Pelt here. If you haven't checked out the podcast, SV Pod, what are you waiting for? We're like right directly in the flight path for helicopters flying in and out of D.C. Otis the dog barking at deliveries. High-level intellectual conversation. Some gambling talk, talking with athletes, celebrities, musicians, and more. Also, we got my guy Stanford Steve riding shotgun, trying to keep me out of the ditches. Download and subscribe to SV Pod wherever you get your podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Big Lou wants to remind you that just because baseball season is starting, like owning a term life insurance policy, Big Lou at Term Provider knows that life can throw quite a curveball, and the last thing you want to do is strike out with your family watching. If you're 50 years old, have type 2 diabetes, or other health issue, Big Lou may be able to find you $1 million or more of term life insurance for about $200 a month. A life insurance policy from Big Lou will guarantee you a spot in your family's Hall of Fame. To find out just how affordable life insurance can be for you, get on the phone and call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535. Before life throws that nasty curveball at you, call in the world's best pinch hitter, Big Lou. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or biglou.com.
You're listening to the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
All right, welcome back. We're live from Las Vegas, giving you the latest from the 2022 NFL Draft. Shea Cornett, Mike Tenenbaum, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Bart Scott here with you guys. Just to recap kind of what we've seen here through 28 picks, which, by the way, the Packers had the last pick. They took defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt out of Georgia. That's now two players from Georgia going to the Green Bay Packers. We'll dive into that in just a minute, but I just want to recap. We've already seen six wide receivers go off the board in the first 18 picks so far. London, Garrett Wilson, Olave, Jameson Williams, Dotson, and Burks. Also, we've only seen one quarterback. That was Kenny Pickett. He went to the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 20th overall pick. Will we see another quarterback here in the first round? We'll find out. And then the New York Jets make three first-round picks, and the New York teams account for five of the first 25 picks between the Giants and the Jets. And so that's kind of the recap of what we've seen thus far. Let's go back to the Green Bay Packers, though, guys, and what they have done so far in the draft. Their last pick was Devontae Wyatt out of Georgia. Earlier with the 22nd pick, they took inside linebacker Quay Walker out of Georgia. And so I know we kind of scratched our heads with the earlier pick in the Packers, but now do we feel like this makes a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it does, from a standpoint that Devontae Wyatt, when you just watch him on tape, and Bart alluded to it earlier, I loved his versatility. You saw him conventional outside five technique. He has really good hand use, and to me, he was a really good athlete. I thought he was a more productive and impactful player. Just the games I watched from the end zone view, him and Trayvon Walker, the first pick in the draft, I would take Devontae Wyatt as a football player. He had some bumps in the road off the field. Fitz, you mentioned that earlier, so that's something that we have to at least note. But Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt make that Packer defense better. But I got a question. Who called Aaron Rodgers? Was
That's
it Brian Gutekunst?
That's what
was
I'm
it Matt LaFleur? Who called Aaron Rodgers and say, oh, we're going to trade Davante Adams. You have maybe 1 or 2 years to go. We're going to pay you $45 million a year, and we're going to take away your best weapon.
But remember, they traded Davante Adams after he signed that big contract. So I just gut feeling is, and it's a big gut.
it's a little smaller because you haven't had dinner tonight.
Correct, thank
True.
You. They went to Aaron going, hey, are you cool if we do this? And he got his money. He's the highest paid player. I mean, because you're not trading Davante Adams unless you have Aaron Rodgers' blessing.
Hold this thought because we're going to hear what the New England Patriots are going to do. Here's Commissioner Roger Goodell.
It could
With
be strange.
The 29th pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Cole Strange, guard Chattanooga.
All right, so Cole Strange goes to the New England Patriots. This feels like a little bit of one of those head-scratching picks, guys. Your reaction, Bart?
Is he on a boat somewhere? Because I can't believe that he thought he was getting drafted in the first round. Is he around?
I don't think he ain't there. That's
in
for
Vegas.
Sure. Yeah, he is not in Vegas.
Guys, yeah, I'm sorry. No, he's a really good player. He is tough. He is physical, but
first round?
I don't think he was the 29th best player in this draft. And for a team that needs so much speed on defense, like. Dax Hill, to me, is still there. N'Kobe Dean, guys that could run. And if you valued the guard so much, why'd you give Shaq Mason away for a fifth-round pick to Tampa Bay a couple weeks ago? That team seems inconsistent to me.
Yeah. They lost Van Noy. Hightower has to graduate because he's gotten a lot older. Jamie Collins as well. They were exposed not having guys with the Buffalo Bills of the division. And I love to go back a little bit to Green Bay as well. What Green Bay seems to do is understand that they, you know, weren't tough enough and they got bullied, right, by the running game and the physicality of the team. Two times when they were trying to advance in the playoffs, they got beat by Jimmy G. So they want to say, I want to get stronger and tougher up the middle. They have guys on the outside that are tough, but they need to get tougher up the middle.
Okay. So, we'll see what happens next. Again, the New England Patriots take Cole Strange. Wow. That puts the Kansas City Chiefs here on the board with the 30th overall pick. Chiefs have already picked once. Let's see what they do here. Here's the commission.
With the 30th pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select George Karloftis, defensive end, Purdue.
Matt Miller, player profile.
One of the most productive pass rushers last season was Karloftis, who wins with power, effort, hand use, and raw pass rush instincts. Now, he's not the fastest, and he doesn't have the longest arms, but what he brings as a true 4-3 defensive end to the NFL makes me believe he'll be a starter very early in his career.
Okay, so George Karloftis out of Purdue going to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's two defensive players now going to Kansas City. We'll discuss how that helps their team immediately next. You're listening to the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
Major League Baseball, this weekend on ESPN Radio.
Deep to right field. This a no-doubter. Gone. Francisco Lindor.
The New York Mets come storming into the season and sit high atop the National League East. This weekend, they welcome Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Harper takes off. Throw to the plate. Safe at the plate. Too late, Bryce Harper.
The Mets and Phillies. Coverage begins Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The 2022 NFL Draft. Live from Las Vegas.
With the first pick.
From pick 1 to 262.
This draft can go so many different ways.
He is a game changer. The
NFL draft is officially open.
Got it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Coverage continues with round 2 and 3. Tomorrow at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Aristotle once said, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." Plato once remarked, "The measure of a man is what he does with power." And someone at Hulu said, "Hey, do you know that Hulu Plus Live TV's got over 75 live channels to flip through to watch your favorite sports live? Pause, rewind, and record, and never miss a play. You also get live news, live reality shows, and more. Plus, tons of shows and movies on demand, too. It's time to have Hulu Plus Live TV. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
I'm Pablo Torre, host of the podcast ESPN Daily. Every weekday morning, I will bring you the best sports story you'll hear all day. Today on ESPN Daily, there is no NFL prospect quite like Derek Stingley Jr., a cornerback prodigy whose family history, as Gene Wojciechowski explains, tells the story of the NFL itself. So follow us and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Low Post Podcast with Zach Lowe.
Bobby Marks, you're going to have Kyrie Irving back. It's just a matter of what the contract's going to be. Is it 4 years, $190 million?
Sorry, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth when you said 4 years, $190 million for a guy who's played 103 games in 3 years.
He's got leverage, Zach. I mean, and
he does? Where? What's the leverage? Who's signing Kyrie Irving?
His leverage right now is Kevin Durant.
That's it.
Check out the Low Post Podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
All right, guys, the Kansas City Chiefs made the last pick. That was number 30. They took George Kalaftis out of Purdue, a defensive end. This is now two players that the Kansas City Chiefs have gone on the defensive side of the ball with their two picks here in the first round. In terms of these selections, what do you think, Mike T?
Yeah, look, they needed a pass rusher outside of Frank Clark. Bart mentioned it earlier. Most of these teams have two pass rushers, Shea, so that makes sense. And I like McDuffie. I think he's a really good player. They lost Tre'Davious Ward earlier in the filled two needs there. Obviously, they're still Tyreek Hill-less on offense, so it's just interesting. You know, going tonight, the headlines to me were Green Bay losing Devontae, Tyreek Hill leaving Kansas City, and still neither team has drafted a receiver.
Yeah, well, Valdes-Scantling in offseason.
Smith-Schuster.
And Schuster, right? You know, you can't get it all back in one. You know, at some point, you know, he's supposedly won with James Thrash and all those guys.
Todd Pinkston.
Yeah, he's going to have to try and win a different way. But if you don't stop anybody, especially in that division with all that high firepower, you're not going to have any, you know, a chance to outscore people every week.
This is not what the Chiefs typically do, though. This is the first time the Chiefs have taken two defenders in the first round of a draft. It feels like they're kind of leaning a different direction. And we know how bad and porous that defense was a year ago, and that's probably why they didn't find themselves where they wanted to be towards the end of the season. And so that is obviously the void they're looking to immediately fill.
And now you go to the Bengals.
Yeah, and
just
now
turn the card into Kobe Dean.
Yeah,
best player available out there right now.
That's what I was going to ask, guys. So Cincinnati is on the clock now with the 31st overall pick. Cincinnati, the runners up to the Super Bowl. And so what do we think they do here?
You know, I could see somebody like Dax Hill because of his versatility. And, you know, he can play slot corner. He can play safety. So I like Dean a lot, but, you know.
How many safeties do they need, man? They got the pair of the best safeties in the game. Are they trying to get rid of one?
So let's talk about this for a second, because I think it's an interesting point, which is how do you win your division? You got to play Lamar Jackson, right? Now you got to play Deshaun Watson. You need speed on the field. So Dax Hill, I love Dean, but maybe they just see Dax Hill as a guy that could either play on the slot, maybe dime.
Uncle TB. Don't they got Eli Apple? Shouldn't they be getting some corners?
Thank you.
Because last I checked, he is barbecue chicken.
He was barbecue chicken.
He like Burger King. Kyle, you get it your way. He like Burger King. You get it your way. How you want your reception? You want it up top, down low, in the middle?
I thought you were going to buy us a burger on the way back to
clearly our blood sugar levels are dropping. We ain't ate nothing in a while.
I love the Eli Apple now rip fest. It's about guarding you. He's like a bar in Vegas, man. You're always open.
Absolutely. I mean,
poor Eli. They over there playing rock, paper, scissors.
They over there. Come on, you saw the playoffs. They were doing rock, paper, scissors. It's my turn to go against them.
I know. So, which way will the Cincinnati Bengals go? Here's what I know. Before free agency, this is another one. I said this about the Jags. I'll say it about the Bengals. I mean, we all thought offensive line. Clearly, they fixed that problem through free agency. Shored up that offensive line to help protect Joe Burrow. And so now, I guess we're all saying they're going to go to the defensive side of the ball and figure out how they can get even better than they were just 1 year ago.
Since we are ripping on Eli Apple.
Okay,
No, I'm going as far as corner, Andrew Booth out of Clemson or Roger McCreary out of Auburn.
Right.
One of those two guys are the two probably best available, Mike T.
What do you think? Kyler Gordon, they play a lot of
out of zone
out of there. So another Washington guy, another scrappy guy, a little different skill set than his predecessor, his homeboy on the other side.
All right, so we are awaiting right now who the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take with the 31st overall pick. Then the very last pick of this first round will come to the Minnesota Vikings, okay? So, again, the Minnesota Vikings get this pick from the Los Angeles Rams via the Detroit Lions. The Lions were supposed to have that last pick in the first round. They traded that away to the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to have the Bengals pick here momentarily, and then after that we'll move on to the Minnesota Vikings. Here comes Commissioner Roger Goodell to tell us who the Cincinnati Bengals are going to go with for the 31st overall pick.
With the 31st pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals select Daxon Hill, defensive back, Michigan.
Matt Miller, player profile.
Daxon Hill's versatility in the secondary is eye-opening, especially as a slot corner prospect, as a post safety, or even over the top as a free safety with legitimate 4-3 speed. Hill is seen by some as a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, but I see him starting in the NFL immediately as a slot or even outside corner, depending on the team that grabs him.
So the Bengals allowed the third highest completion take safety Daxon Hill out of Michigan. Entering tonight, the Bengals' last five first-round picks, all offensive players. This seems to kind of be a theme, I feel like, tonight. Teams going in a different direction and bolstering the other side of the ball.
Yeah, and again, how do you win your division? You got to defend people like Deshaun Watson. You got to defend people like Lamar Jackson. Hill has some versatility, I think, being able to start him off at slot.
Slot nickel.
Yep, and look, you're right about Eli Apple. They could use another perimeter corner, but this is a guy that he was much higher up on my board. I thought he was going to be a top 15 pick. And I think the other big story, guys, just to move it forward here for a second, you know, the Vikings just extended Kirk Cousins. So let's assume, barring a trade here, one quarterback in the first round. That is really surprising to me. I thought there'd be at least two, maybe more, from a standpoint of getting that extra fifth year. So I think the story of the night is all these trades, which, you know, Fitz thought there was going to be no way that was going to happen. So he was wrong on that.
Okay.
And just the fact that we're looking at, in all likelihood, Shay, one quarterback.
Yeah.
When do you start saying David Ajobo? Where do you go out and say, listen, let me get rid of a future pick for maybe arguably the best, most natural pass rusher in this draft?
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. So, again, now the Minnesota Vikings are on the clock. This pick comes from the Detroit Lions, who got the pick from the Rams in the Jared Goff trade. That's how we got here. They'll have the last pick of this first round. That sound there says that the pick is in. So you're right. It seems like, because they extended Kirk Cousins, unless they're going to look for his backup down the road and pull a Green Bay Packers on everybody, it seems like this will be Kenny Pickett, the one and only quarterback taken so far here in the first round. What we know is Malik Willis is here in Vegas. And I'm forgetting.
Matt Corral.
Thank you. The other quarterback that's here in Vegas. And it sounds like they'll be sitting in the audience here for day two, guys, tomorrow night. But let's look ahead here to the Minnesota Vikings and who we think they might take. Guys, best player available still on the board that could round out our first round. Who do we think it is?
Ooh, Minnesota Vikings.
I think the best player available on the board is probably N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, but they have Harrison. They have Harrison Smith.
Yeah, player available. Yeah. Not who they're going to take.
They're desperate for a corner. You know, they've drafted corners in the first round a bunch in the last couple of years. Most of them have not worked out.
Yeah.
So, to me, you know, maybe it's Kyle Gordon from University of Washington.
Andrew Booth, Clemson
is
McCreary, Auburn is the top three.
Yep.
This is a team that needs help defensively. They were towards the bottom of the league in both run defense and pass defense. So, anyone that could kind of help you out in that regard will be a good thing, especially now that Aaron Rodgers is returning to that league.
Maybe Amafe?
Edge from Minnesota?
Yeah, in hometown hero, dude.
Hey, another theme that we've seen tonight, a lot of hometown guys staying in their own backyard, guys. Again, top five picks tonight in this 2022 NFL draft, all defense. The number one overall pick, the Jags selected Trayvon Walker over Aiden Hutchinson. He went number two to the Lions. We talked about guys staying in their backyard, right? The Texans then with the third pick selected Derek Stingley Jr. I think that was probably the biggest surprise out of the gates for us. Yeah, probably, definitely, most likely. And then things just kind of spiraled from there. And again, he was picked, Derek Stingley Jr., over Sauce Gardner. New York Jets made three first-round picks. Ooh, they traded around, and they had a really good
Joe Day.
first day here in Las Vegas. The New York teams accounted for five of the first 25 picks between the Giants and the Jets, again, having a really good day. And then we saw so many wide receivers, six go in the first 18 picks so far today. I'll tell you, teams like my Bears, man, they're going to struggle to find some wide receivers in day two because a lot of the good guys obviously came off the board early, and I know that'll be the case for a lot of different teams. We are awaiting the last pick here of the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft from Las Vegas, and that is going to go to the Minnesota Vikings. We will see who they take here with the last pick. How did we get here? Well, there were quite a few trades. The Detroit Lions traded this to the Minnesota Vikings, and the Detroit Lions got this pick from the Rams in the Jared Goff trade, and so this is the final pick here of the 2022 NFL Draft from Las Vegas. Shea Cornett, Mike Tannenbaum, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Bart Scott. Up to the end of this thing, we'll be with you for the entire weekend. I see Roger Goodell wanting to go to the podium, but chatting with someone, and he could just finish this thing out for us, guys.
Yeah, wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up, buddy. Take it all the way to the microphone and tell us who the Minnesota Vikings are going to pick.
It's a great fill, Shea.
Thank you so much. Here comes Roger Goodell.
Who the Minnesota Vikings are going to take the
32nd pick.
With the 32nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Lewis Seen, defensive back, Georgia.
Jordan Reed, player profile.
The third-level defender for the Georgia defense a year ago, many feel as if he can be a game-changer in that area as a center field player on the next level. What scouts want to see Seen improve the most is with his ball skills and how he impacts throws in the air. With only two career interceptions during his time at Georgia, that is the area of where he needs to get better at. If he's able to do that, he has a chance to be a starting safety on the next level.
All right, so the Vikings from the Rams and the Lions take safety Lewis Seen out of Georgia. This is the fifth Georgia player on the defensive side of the ball that go here today in the first round. And Bart, the Vikings allowed 11 players to have a 100-yard receiving game last year. That was the most in the NFL, and so they hope a guy like Lewis Seen can come in and change that.
Yeah, and Harrison Smith is getting a little older in the tooth, and it's time for him to start being a mentor and get a young, you know, Thundercat to come in there and help him with some live legs to come, you know, be able to set the tone. And I, you know, and that's what Seen is. He's a guy that sets the tone. He's a guy that has tremendous range, versatility. I love his size. He can put a little bit more weight on, but I love how he plays downhill. He's very instinctive, and he's always in the proper position. And that's, you know, that's saying a lot for a young safety.
Yeah, very, very physical player, like a little bit of a throwback. So, again, Harrison Smith getting a little bit older. I think they needed help in the secondary. I thought they would go corner over safety, but this is certainly a productive pick.
Well, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, when I asked him about Lewis Seen before the season began, every single year, one of my favorite players, that I had just to watch him, the way he developed. When I talked to Lewis Seen before the national championship game, he said, people think of me just as a hitter, to Mike's point right there, but I see myself as an all-around playmaker. I show up when I'm needed, and I'm always around the ball. And in that way, I'm a smart player. I get guys lined up. When guys are wrong, I make them right. I have range. I'm fast. I can cover for them. I come from top down, extremely fast. And when I arrive with intentions. That is a direct quote from Lewis Seen. That is what Minnesota just got.
Yeah, and he did not allow a single pass TD as the primary defender in 500 coverage snaps last season. So the Vikings get a boost there with that safety, Lewis Seen.
Let him in tackles.
Georgia. All right, coming up next, we'll recap the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft. This is the 2022 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends, how you saved all that money. Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Join Macy's and Trust for Public Land to bring more parks to more people. Throughout April, you can help turn bare schoolyards into vibrant parks that communities across the country can use outside school hours when you donate online to Trust for Public Land. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change.
Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together at Macy's.com/purpose.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee, you know that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599 right now and get 50% off installation with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599. 800-717-4599.
This is the NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
Coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft here is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. Shay Cornett, Mike Tannenbaum, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Bart Scott here with you guys. All right, round one officially in the books. To recap a few things that we saw, first of all, Georgia, first school in NFL draft history to have five defensive players selected in the first round in a single year. For the second straight year, guys, no Big 12 representation here through the first round. That's very unfortunate. And then we saw only one quarterback go. That was Kenny Pickett, number 20. He goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nine different draft day trades. Number one overall, instead of going Aiden Hutchinson, we see that go a completely different way in Trayvon Walker. Aiden Hutchinson goes number two to the Detroit Lions. And then the big surprise, of course, was Derek Stingley Jr. here going number three. If you kind of take a step back, one thought from each of you in terms of what the biggest storyline tonight was.
It's probably the Georgia defense to have five players to go. I mean, it's really remarkable. And I think they're all going to do great. I'm really intrigued by Green Bay because they got two really, really good football players in Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt. But look at what they're going to be lining up with outside. Like maybe they think Sammy Watkins is still out there. Watson, out there from North Dakota. He's big and fast. But that to me is really interesting. Two first-round picks, no Devontae Adams, two good players, but big question marks for Green Bay.
I mean, listen, I'm just excited about what the Jets did. I thought, master job. They put themselves in position to move back in the first round for the second time and move up to get a player. Last year it was Vera Tucker who paid instant dividends, and now you get a guy like Jermaine Johnson who could have been a top 10 pick. A-plus for the New York teams, and when New York teams are good, the whole league is good.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think, Ian?
For me, Derek Stingley going ahead of Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Three and then four. That one is still just a stunner. But then SEC dominance again. I mean, you look at Georgia having five guys go, as you mentioned, a record. Yeah. The previous record was Miami and Florida State tied with four. And N'Kobe Dean is still out there. Channing Tindale is still out there. One SEC coordinator told me that the best player on Georgia's front isn't even in the draft.
Nolan Smith?
It's 88. No, for Jalen Carter, 88. That guy was better than everybody else. So, and then Nick Saban. 14 straight years, he has now had a first-round draft pick that is now tied with Miami, the old U, the Canes, for putting guys in the first round. That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, the SEC, of course, dominates. And you can have full coverage of round one with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Our own Mike Tannenbaum will be on there tomorrow morning as well.
Let's go for you.
From 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio. Guys, it's the first time in the Common Draft era that we haven't seen a running back and tight end selected in the first round. Perhaps we'll see what happens here in rounds two and three tomorrow. The four of us will be with you again tomorrow here from Las Vegas to give you the 2022 NFL Draft. Thanks for listening to us here on ESPN Radio, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
2022 NFL Draft. Live from Las Vegas.
With the first pick.
From pick one to 262.
This draft can go so many different ways.
He is a game beast.
The NFL Draft is officially open.
Got it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Coverage continues with round two and three. Tomorrow at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. The playoffs on ESPN Radio.
I've prepared, feels like my whole life, for this stage and for these moments.
Smart dribbles inside the arc to Tatum.
I want to see when they get punched in the mouth during the playoffs. How this team handles adversity.
On a mission with ambition, time to show what I'm about.
Get the very latest from the NBA every morning starting at 6 Eastern with Keyshawn, Jaylen, and Max. And it continues all day on ESPN Radio.
The 2022 NFL Draft.
Las Vegas, you guys ready to get started?
College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
This is where legends are made.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage live from Las Vegas.
There is so much buzz and excitement here
with the first pick.
The 2022 NFL Draft, presented by Verizon, April 28th through 30th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
Major League Baseball, this weekend on ESPN Radio.
Deep to right field. This, a no-doubter. Gone. Francisco Lindor.
The New York Mets come storming into the season and sit high atop the National League East. This weekend, they welcome Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Harper takes off. Throw to the plate. Safe at the plate. Too late, Bryce Harper.
The Mets and Phillies. Coverage begins Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny.
Thibodeau, I've talked about a lot. The first step is amazing. I think he's got better bend than Hutchinson.
Oh, I love draft word. Do we have a draft word list?
I'm not like a lineman technician. He's just nasty.
I got to actually charge you a fine for saying the word nasty to describe an offensive lineman. Sorry. If you're dinging me for bend,
that's fair.
I'm dinging you for
nasty. Oh, no. That's fair. You got me.
Listen and subscribe to The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny, wherever you listen to podcasts.
showing off. He's in the background here. So I'm like, look around. Like, it's sort of common pattern. No, there's no women in the room. Like, no, like, there's no women. Although I have gotten a ton of compliments from my shoes from women today. We're going to get into this after, actually, but Cam was a witness to it, and we basically started a lesbian couple fight on an elevator because of my shoes. My shoes started a lesbian couple, like, really got into it. Like out of jealousy, one of them said to me, really nice shoes. And the girlfriend was not happy, said, whose shoes? And turned around and, like, looked at one to punch me in the face. And then they started arguing with each other. Cam got the worst of it as the elevator went on. Cam got the worst. And they nearly thought there was going to be, like, you know, punches are going to be thrown and stuff like that, just like punches would have been thrown if I was on the court with Joel Embiid. I would have knocked his teeth out. This guy, like, cheap-shotting Chris Boucher like that. You go to Montreal North, and B, we'll find out how tough you are. Help the Miami Heat, like, burn you. Bad, scolding, hot. Bring it.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text MAIN to 32 complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text MAIN to 321321. That's MAIN to 321321.
If you're like me, you've been hearing a lot about burials and cremation lately. It's kind of a sad thought, but thousands of these poor souls have to be stored in these big refrigerator trucks, waiting sometimes weeks before they can be put to rest. And then the average funeral cost is over $10,000. I don't have that kind of money just lying around. Do you? Everyone has the right to die with dignity, and an affordable burial policy can be had for as little as $1 a day. Call Final Expense Network for a free quote. They shop for affordable rates from brand-name companies, folks you've heard of. One call and you get coverage to finish well. You can even name your church as a beneficiary. Come on, you have loved ones. Don't leave them at the last hour of their need. Call now, 800-589-0470. That's the Final Expense Network at 800-589-0470. Finish well. Make a quick call to 800-589-0470. 800-589-0470.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-847-1362. That's 800-847-1362. 800-1362.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Late Night Anger Management Class, NFL. Draft Edition, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, what part of silence on a set don't you understand, Teddy? I said, hey. I just said, hey, hold on.
I love you, Teddy.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, wasn't supposed to be on the show, but it turns out you lost your keys. You're locked out of your room. What's going on, Cam? Good to see you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Ramsey. You know when you're a loser? When you have, like, here's my wallet with an elastic band. Like, what kind of, I go to the grocery store, like, wow, this guy's really got skills. I actually won money betting last night.
An elastic band over.
I got, like, these cards. Everything's loose. Like, I got some horse tickets here. Like, no, not, like, at least Teddy's wallet, it might weigh 20 pounds, but it's solid. Like, this thing, it's so loose. Like, I don't know. I think my cards, I think they're in the can. You know that bathroom that we were at when we were down there watching that game? I don't know where it is, Mercy. I will say this, though. It's been a beautiful evening.
Well, besides the Raptors losing by, 82 points.
I don't think about that stuff anymore, friend. You know what? We have to move on. It was great to see Savransky again, and I love Savransky. He always brings up, good stuff, and he's always got that quick, rapist wit. He's very, very sharp, and I'm going to tell you this, Morency, it's...
I've never heard that term before.
No, it's not a good term, man. No, I wouldn't use that term.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Teddy. Murder mysteries. Anyway, who cares?
Me and Matt, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Sorry, Matt, you just got sports picks and stuff. I'm just trying to say this.
All right.
Morency, I'm sorry. I know you gave me a card for your room. I put yours away by the soap. I don't know, I got three.
You put my card by the soap?
Yeah. When I go to my bathroom, I have my cards by my computer, and I put an M on it for you by the sink. But I don't know how to get back in my room because I don't know where my cards are. I told you every time, and I don't even get that wasted. I just lose things. I just lose things a lot. Anyway, horrible night.
So what happened?
I heard Matt.
So were you able to get on your floor or what happened? Like, you left us. What happened?
So everyone said, ooh, you can't. Oh, you need your card to get there. You know what the funny thing is? I didn't have a card. I hit five and it worked. So that's life's mystery. Like caramel. How do they put the chocolate and the caramel in that thing and make it work? You're from this. You don't get it. It's a chocolate bar and it's got a lot of mysteries. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know how the hell I got here because you need the right card to get to the floor. But I hit five and it let me off with no card.
So let me ask you. I was going to ask you. So how'd you get in here? You just they let you in, but you couldn't get on your floor.
You let me in because I knocked on the door. Right? Excellent.
This is
I'm pretty sharp.
No, it's like the Kramer story about so you were returning the pants you were wearing.
Yes.
I don't really understand.
We talk. How the hell do I have no card? How do I got no card? And I hit the number five and we go there. When we were that lesbian chick had her her whole gadget out and she's like bang, bang, bang. After the chick complimented her shoes, she's like, the shoes. And then her friend was like, oh, we got to get off this. Oh, you have no idea.
I'm glad I got it. That story. So, guys, I swear to God, so I'm wearing these Rick and Morty shoes. And I don't know. These shoes are going to start a fight, in the middle of the night. I can tell, in the nighttime.
Whoa.
My shoes, honey, and the boyfriend gives her a dirty look. But other people come up to me and mock me. Hey, you know, your shoes are a different color, huh?
Well, that's George Kurtz.
And then,
he still thinks that Hollywood Henderson's playing for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you guys are fashion. Yeah, at least he got you great shoes. But, people are going up. So me and Ken are getting on an elevator. And there's a modern couple. And it's like modern family, modern couple. And one of them looks over and says, nice shoes.
Yes.
Except it really pissed the other girl off.
Big time.
She goes, who has nice shoes? Turn around. She was ready to fight me.
When I left.
So we get on the elevator.
I'll tell you.
And I'm the one with the key card. So I got a key card. And I do mine first. I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here. Because I can tell her attention. I was I didn't even make eye contact with him. I was all right. I just looked out. And I'm I scan my card. And then the girl that got pissed off starts yelling at me. 12th floor. Hit 12. 12. And then I'm like, hey, you need to scan your card, all right? And there's some poor guy, Cam Stan, there's another poor guy with a convention, and he looks scared. He's like, oh, my God, what did I just get into? Yeah. So I'm like, you got to hit your card. But I didn't say it rudely. So I'm like, you got to hit your card. And Cam saw the look on my face. I gave everyone a grin as I got off the elevator like I got out of jail. I looked over. I was like, have fun, guys. I got out, and then Cam tells me, yeah. He starts slamming the phone into you. He goes, 12.
Another thing about you, Marantzi, is, like, you work a lot, you do a lot of shows, but you always find a way to get out before, like, real bad things happen. Like, you know, you're very, very slick. And I'll say this. When I watch that door close, that other girl, like, literally looked at her partner, and I'm not a guy that's going to report.
Bad. I got off first, too.
I was female on female abuse, but that other girl was done. Like, right. The minute they went to the room, like, it was going to be, like, a domestic.
They're even having really hot sex, or the other girl has gotten beaten up bad. The other girl's, like, punching.
Not hot sex. I'm predicting, punches. Like, you know, those chicks were, like,
Morty, I like Rick and Morty. You're like, yeah, the cartoon's pretty cool, you know? And the other girl's like, yeah. And she, but then Zach Wurzer, who the F is Rick and Morty? Yeah, that's what she said. Anyway. It's okay, it's a cartoon, it's all good, baby. Like, it's just a pair of shoes.
Matt, I gotta really respect you. Like, I thing is, Marantzi's like,
I like how Matt can't respect Matt. I didn't say anything, he's just standing there. He's a Bruins fan. Yeah, respect him.
This way. I'm not gonna be here all night. I'm just gonna say this. I respect everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, Teddy. I love you like a brother, man. We've had some great memories. You've been there from the best, some of the best with my boy Blessing. Hey, Matt. Gabe tells me you know Taekwondo, and that's a problem.
No. Like, I said he boxes.
Oh, boxes. Okay, well, boxes. That's
no, that's Taekwondo.
But you're a professional boxer?
Yeah, right.
No, he's not. He's professional.
So he can hurt you if he wanted to.
And it's a little shadow box here.
Yeah, come on, man.
Boxing.
Yeah, give me something.
No
punching bag?
No.
Come to the gym. All right, listen. Punch. Why don't you punch Cam as hard as you can in his stomach? Let's see how hard you can punch. Punch him in the stomach.
I'd prefer not.
Punch him in the stomach.
Projectile vomiting.
Yeah.
It's
actually a good point.
Why?
I'm joking. Punch Cam in the face.
Cam in the You like that?
Matisse loves it. I love that guy. Oh, what a night. What a night.
Hear the headphones. Matisse is howling. Hey, Matisse, you like that? I said, yeah, well, you see, you're going to punch Cam in the testy. Why don't you punch him in the stomach? That was too good.
Hey, Matisse, I tell you something, man.
I remember the story that you told about Cam getting in a headlock back on the day.
Who's headlock? Boss
Rutten.
Oh, yeah, no, he said,
yeah,
Marantzi was good, Rutten, though, because he,
in a headlock.
Oh, well, people don't understand the way that thing went down, so Marantzi and Mauro Ranallo was like, you know, boxing guy, so they tricked me. They're like, okay, we're going to play a trick on Cam with Boss Rutten, and Boss Rutten's a really good guy.
You know Boss Rutten?
Yeah.
97, 94, so yeah, but basically, I gave Cam a bunch of questions deliberately. That would anger Boss Rutten. I know you don't know everything about this guy. He said, trust me.
Yeah.
I'll give you the questions to ask him. And you know what I mean? So I asked, like, you know, why were you such a short-lived champion? What do you say to people that say you suck? Like, it was totally... And the thing is, it was too good. Boss Rutten, though, and Boss Rutten's even an actor. He's in movies with Kevin James and stuff. But you're such a nice guy, Cam. He couldn't keep a straight face. He started laughing. And he goes, oh, he's too nice. I can't do this to him. So what the deal is, we set Cam up. We wanted to set Cam up and ask the question, and Boss Rutten was going to get up and going to go, I'm going to effing kill you, and we wanted to scare you and stuff.
Yeah, but I said,
but he couldn't.
I'll tell you the end of the story. We're going to a break. You guys got to stick around. I know I'm drunk, but I'll give you a tease. You want to hear this one, and I'm telling you.
You're fine. You just said minutes ago you're not drunk.
No, I'm fine. I'm sober as a judge.
Judges are...
Judges are sober, aren't they? There we go. There's it.
The NFL Draft is in Las Vegas this year, and you can follow all the NFL Draft coverage starting Thursday with the first round and going through the last pick of the draft on Saturday on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. Brought to you by the Southern Nevada Chevrolet Dealers.
BrakesOnly.net. Our shop is where you are. But if it ain't broke, we don't want to fix it. Call 888-493-3666 and schedule your brake job now. That's 888-493-3666 or BrakesOnly.net.
Catch all the games and your favorite gaming action at the Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar inside Treasure Island. Enjoy great food and drink specials while you lay down your bets with live sports and horse racing betting. Even better, the bar and betting kiosk is open 24 hours a day. Get easy access off Spring Mountain Road and always free parking. It's all fun and games at the Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar inside Treasure Island. Must be 21 years of age or older. Management reserves all rights. Please gamble responsibly.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of labor, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Keys. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change at meine key for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
This is Sports Rage Late Night on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Gabe Morenci.
I disagree.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. It's getting crazy in here. It's getting chaotic. Cam Stewart. You know, I entrusted Cam Stewart with my hotel key card last night, and he let me know he lost it.
That's fair.
I'm just kidding.
No, but now
I just like the irony.
Yeah.
And just by chance, I asked you. It's easy to hold his mic. I asked you earlier. I said, hey, didn't I give you 98-96 final, the Dallas Mavericks just won?
I didn't want to.
That's it. And Mike Conley traveled, with a couple of seconds left.
Lisa, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all, you winners. Oh, look at you.
Boom.
I'm a Raptor. I had a good NFL draft night. But, all right, so, Luca, you're a big hero. 98-96.
What's your issue with Luca?
Oh, I like Luca. I don't know big Luca.
I found Vinny's headbuds.
I'd just like to say that they won the games earlier without him. Now it's all the cameras on Luca. My name is Luca.
I live
on the fifth floor at MGM.
My name is Luca. I hit free throws for you.
Yeah, come on, Luca.
But that makes me not for mess.
Hey, kids,
yeah, I love that.
Whatever. It is what it is. And you know what made it easy to Raptors losing tonight? The fact that we are in Vegas. Yeah, it's sort of like, all right, it's over. And I got to be honest. I really expect that. I'm wearing a Raptor jersey, too. A lot of people would have taken it off, but I'm wearing a jersey.
Who was that?
I haven't been chirped by anybody. People are like, tough loss, sorry, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing with Vegas, Cam. Like, other people are jackasses. Like, Vegas isn't an online, Twitter people, anyone here, they bet, so they know you lose. Everyone, like, I was talking to another dude, he goes, man, my night sucked, I lost this, he's all pissed. Like people online, you know, no one ever loses. Come to Vegas, you'll meet real world, like, problems.
No, no. By the way, I love your mic. We're all Sixer fans and stuff, and they're going wild, and they knew we were cheering for the Raptors. There's no problem.
No.
You said it. There's no ill will. But all I'm going to say, what the hell are you guys talking about? You tell you, taekwondo or boxing, whatever. Who cares? I'm going to tell you something, Marenzi. I lost your card, but I know how to get it back. Everything's cool. Who's in your can? Now there's a guy, like, yelling and yelling.
What is going on here, right?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Who are you talking to? No, let him talk. Like, who's he talking to?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kitchener.
Hey.
What's the deal?
Yeah, shut up over there.
What do you got something going on? Like, what's the deal?
I'll tell you, Marenzi. Guys, you know, hey, Teddy, it's a pleasure seeing you. No, honestly, Teddy, you know what I love about you?
Hey, Matt, you know, look at Michigan Matt here. Watching the show in silence, not causing problems.
Know why? Because he's a great guy. He went up to me. He's like, listen, Cam. He goes, well, can I buy you a drink? I go, I'd love that.
He bought me a beer earlier, and it cost $9, and I appreciate it.
He's a good human being. Teddy Zavransky, same thing. You need a guy, Teddy, I know you're lippy, but I always loved about you. You always told it the way it is. You've always told me, too. Like, we make the bad bet. You go, you guys are losers. Horrible pick. And the thing is, you need a guy like that. You can't have everybody that's
Teddy,
a yes man.
Okay, so I love you, Teddy. I know you're lippy.
Let me tell you, talked about the thing. Yeah. Like, we actually, like, hey, Teddy, it's been a long time, man, and I'll tell you something. Some of our great memories, like the time that I told you, you busted my balls, busting balls, everybody's balls. Like, Teddy, you're a big part of the family. I love you, man.
Oh, there it is. It can, man. We'll bring Teddy in here. Okay, Teddy, remember, the last time we saw each other, I brought this up, Cam, to the Teddy, and let's have a toast to Brian Blessing and Dave Malinsky here in a minute, but we'll start off with the Brian story. It was 4 years ago. It was 4.5 years ago. I know. It's funny. We all take those moments for granted, don't we, Teddy? At times. I don't now anymore. Like, listen, my mother died on my birthday. All right. I thought my mother was calling me to say happy birthday. They were calling me and telling me, hey, your mother just died.
Oh,
right? So, like, I've had disappointment in life. Like, when people are like, oh, you lost the game, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. It really ruined my life. Right? It's a game, bro. So I've had death. But, man, every death of people you love, I've always said this, you carry on, but you get emptier. You get emptier and emptier. But you sort of, you know, you take things for granted, even, like, girlfriends, couples, even people you were with, not with, just everything in life, man. Soak it up and enjoy the moment, man. But I actually did. Like, I really did remember. I remember even at the time I had a good time that weekend, Teddy. You know what I mean? It was that the whole, everything was funny. Cam disappeared. Like, Cam was a missing person. People are like, where's Cam? He's been missing. I'm like, nah, he's all right. I said, he's probably at another casino playing blackjack.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the
Then truck. 8 hours turned into 10 hours. And then it was sort of like, man, he really hasn't been gone for like 14, like, kind of gone, right? And then I was in panic, but then I was sort of concerned. I was like, all right, let's start, like, sort of asking around where he that type thing. And then right on cue, we're at Circus, and Cam comes in, like, just imagine, like, Saturday Night Live, that music, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun. You know, and Cam walks in, except he's walking in, but he's got, like pines and, like, stuff stuck to him, you know, those things, yeah. He's, like, picking things off and leaves, and I'm like, yo, bro, everyone's been worried about you. I said, I thought you were in another casino. Yeah, I was at a movie like The Hangover, Buddy fell on the roof. Cam's like, he goes, I don't know, bro. He goes, last thing I remember, I was in Subway, and I think, he goes, I just woke up in a bush.
It's true. No, I woke up. I think I hit the deck, and you know me, I was dancing like one thing.
It was right outside of the and Matt, and Matt's gonna look at us and go. Matt lives here, and I used to live here, right, Matt?
That's a nice bush.
No, I was going to say, you're not a Vegas local unless you passed out in a bush or got into a fight or slots for fun.
I love slots.
Slots for fun. That's where you passed out in the bush, slots for fun.
I woke up, and I walked to the bar, and that guy who wanted you to, like, bang his daughter, the Rolling Stones guy, he's like, hey, oh, yeah, hey, Cam, you got some lettuce on you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but it's like, you're in the business, so I want to introduce you to my daughter. He goes, you can have a good time. I'm like, dude, it's your daughter.
Yeah, he's like trying to set Marantz up with.
Yeah, he set me up with a daughter. Yeah. Yeah. We need a new link.
New link.
We had a missing link. No, we're good. We're good. Yeah, where is that Rolling Stones guy? Forget him. I forget his name.
He wanted you to like get with his daughter. He's like, remember? And we had money on the Michigan Houston game, and the guys, he's like, hey guys, I got a song. And he just kept on like giving you the headphones, dee-dee-dee-dee, Rolling Stones. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Tell you, like,
that's
he came.
Jordan Poole.
That was Jordan Poole.
That was that weekend. Yeah. So back to the blessings. So that was a Saturday night. Jordan Poole hits the shot. It's amazing to see what he's developed into, right? So he hits the shot for Michigan to beat Houston. That weekend was just too funny. Cam thought that he bought a plane ticket to leave on Sunday night. Except, like, you know, you come to Vegas and he bought a ticket, except he was leaving Saturday. Yeah. He didn't realize till, like, Saturday morning. He's like, Jesus, MM. And I'm like, God, you're an idiot. I'm like, no, and then This is the best part. I'm like, dude, you got to know when you're betting, like, Sunday night, Saturday night. Yeah. 2 hours later, my cell phone, ding, 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 flight alert, your flight leaves, I'm on his flight. I'm on the same flight, yeah,
thanks, bro,
we're on the same flight. I told that stupid airline, I'm like, you're right, the stupid airline wasn't sent. Cam, I swear to God, I asked the lady, because it was confusing, I said, listen, I don't want to leave Saturday night at 12:10, I want to leave Sunday. She goes, yeah, Sunday 12:10. So me and Cam got Sunday morning 12:10. No, but like...
The red eyes, you know?
Yeah, no.
I stopped doing it.
Oh, so the best is, Jordan Poole hits the shot, I win like $2,000 a time. And we're running around, we're all happy and stuff, and we went, and we're all pissed off because we got to go. It was the first time ever. We got to go right to the airport. So we literally got paid at the window. We got paid at the window, and then we went right to the airport. I was all mad, but it would have saved us. Because the best part is, so me and Cam are all mad. We have an early flight and stuff. We get to the airport on time. We start drinking at the airport at Chili's. We're crushing like chicken wings and the chicken tenders. They had to call our name on the intercom.
Oh, to get you.
They're all like, cashier, Gabriel Manzi. And like, we left. We're like, oh my God. We got up. Like, it's one of those deals. But I swear to God, that's the first time ever, Cam. I was so happy when I woke up Sunday morning at home. And I remember seeing everyone else on the week. Again, oh, I got to go back. I'm like, we already did it. We're done. Like, I woke up. I was watching the morning games. But Jordan Poole, so back to blessing. That was the year, and it's easy to remember, Teddy, because it's the only time a number one seed has ever lost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was the game.
Remember that, yeah.
So blessing bet the over. What was it, like 118 and a half type thing?
Yeah, dude, it was like 34 at halftime or whatever it was, and it was like 40.
We were at Circus, and Teddy's the first time he ever, he goes, why the F would you bet that?
It was like
and blessing looks at him and just sort of like melts. Piper was on TV and just sort of looks at him like, F up, bro. And that's the one thing about Blessing.
Well, why would you?
Fun guy, but he didn't like being jabbed about bets, right?
Teddy's digging it in.
He's like, it's like 35-35 with 10 minutes left. Oh, I know, yeah.
Really, it was like 53 at the 12 mark. He's like, yeah, I got the over. I'm like, why'd you bet the over? I mean, you just don't.
You're like, who bets the over of a Virginia Cavalier game?
Yeah, and Virginia, Maryland, Baltimore County. It's like, no, dude, why would you bet? But that was just my reaction. It was my natural reaction.
You just said, hey,
why'd you bet that?
Your bet, but that's the thing. That's why.
But then
you're always ragging him about his totals, right?
After I said that, that's when UNBC started raining threes, and all of a sudden it's like the three and a three. Virginia hits one at the other end.
Hey, we're going to break. We got to tell a story. Me and Teddy know each other 20 years doing the shows, and the why'd you bet that is the maddest you've ever known me. Right? You even called me after you said, "Are we good?" I said, "What? I bet that?" I said, "What? You an idiot?" I was like,
"Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Card of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to BestHotelRates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. BestHotelRates.com, it's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Gabe Morenci.
Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
They lay off Fred Flintstone. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Flintstones might have been like my introduction to gambling, actually. I started like gambling as like an 11-year-old. But if you think all the best episodes of the Flintstones, what are they about? What are they about?
Bowling.
Fred and Barney go to the racetrack. They win a bunch of money. They skip work. Like, think of Fred Flintstone. He's willing to dress as a woman to get in for Women's Day at a baseball game. Fred, I love that. It's my favorite episode ever. They skip work, they go to the racetrack, they lie to everybody, and they win a bunch of money at the track, and then Bernie says, "Hey, gee, Fred, I can't wait to tell Fred and Wilma and Betty about all the money." He goes, "What are you, an idiot?" He goes, "We're not telling anybody." He goes, "We're burying it under this rock. That's the nice and easy." Nice and easy. The guy had the gun. And what I like about Fred, too, he was willing to cheat on Wilma at the drop of a hat every time. Like, any time some, like, you know what I mean? Every, like, the damsel would come in, like, to hustle him, and Fred would fall in love, right? Oh, yeah, she's hot, eh, Barney? then the best ever to lie to is, of course, the Winston commercial, which it was actually a real commercial, and it turned out it wasn't a commercial, it was in the episode. So Fred and Barney go in the front yard, and Betty and Wilma are mowing the lawn. And Barney says, "Geez, Fred, I really hate to watch a woman work like this," as they're having a smoke. And he goes, "Nice, smooth Winston." And Fred responds, "Yeah, so do I." He goes, "Let's go in the back so we don't have to see them."
That's excellent. It's so real.
Like, people don't realize, like, the Flintstones, like, how just, like, Fred Flintstone. Hey, and Matt Perrell joined us. Great stuff, Matt.
Yeah.
You never know?
Yeah.
And this is the best one ever. If you guys remember what Fred was like, do you remember when Fred played for the baseball team, except he got sick and he didn't play, and the little kid, Joey, whatever his name was great, and he got signed with a pro contract, and Fred lied and it was him? Like, Fred was just, like, a pure liar. Like, he was a scumbag liar. Love Fred Flintstone. Degenerate gambler. What's up, Matt Perrell?
Hi, well, how are you? This is the most intimate I've ever seen a radio setup in my life. We got people all crowded around. It's very... I don't know what the word is. Tight?
No. This is... You know what it's called? It's called Sports Rage.
It is.
MGM. Unplugged, intimate.
Very tight.
It's intimate.
We're all very intimate.
I love you guys. Yes. I got a roll. Marenzi, I'll get your key in the morning. Matt, take
it
easy.
You are awesome.
Take it easy, bro.
I absolutely love him.
I love you, man.
I love him. He's so fucking fun. Oh, sorry. He's so many. Sorry. I forget where I am. I forget. I've been off the radio for a long time now. I apologize. Drop button, bam. There you go.
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl when you said you were driving in and you heard me. And you're like, did he just say that? And it was like four times in a row.
I was apps driving. I'm driving in listening to the show, and I'm like, does he know that he's actually on the radio? It's F this. I'm like, wow. And I get there, I'm texting Dave Sherpin. Does Gabe know he's on the air?
No, I clearly didn't.
It was awesome.
No, I clearly didn't.
Here is done.
The best is I dropped an F bomb, and then I was told in my ear something, and I told them to F off. I was like, hey, listen. I said, we're during an F and break. I said, suck, whatever. I said, and then. I realized, that 10 second.
What's that?
I realized as I start my text, you know, the management and people started blowing up.
Yeah. What did you do?
Come on, man. I was kidding. Come on, man.
It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't like this.
I know, and it was Super Bowl like Thursday.
Right in the middle of all the heat of the Super Bowl. Everything else, you're on Radio Row. It's like, this is really, really fun. And then like, woo boy, here comes the drop. Like, okay, we don't know what we're doing.
But yeah, Cam Stewart's quite the hurricane, isn't he, man?
He's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, both of you guys together are phenomenal. But what's so wild about this week is this room is exactly how I thought this room was going to be. When I came in here, I was like, we're going to your room. Let's go. I think this is one of the more, like, you walk in and wow.
It might come as a surprise, but it turned out MGM management were comfortable with doing Sports Rage for the sports book.
Yes, you were very comfortable. Yes, it's a great work.
They were, no, because I was like, well, we have a set. You guys said we did a TV show down there. And I even asked. I said, well, why the hell are we not just doing, like, the show? Why do I got to do the show in the room? They're all like, wow. And they don't want to tell me anything. And I found it behind the scenes.
Oh.
No, but number one, people associate me, and it's a weird business, this business, but people associate me with FanDuel and McAfee, etc. And number two, they didn't want to have to worry about having security guards around our area, which they would have.
True.
Which they would have.
True.
Between the guest and us and me mouthing off and people mouthing off and me walking past them and stuff, it would have turned into like a brouhaha.
Well, you're echoing in this room, so like putting you out
there. Well, we took that studio over today. Hey, listen, everybody was broadcasting from the MGM today. You saw when we were on, man, a lot of lovely ladies, too. Oh. I'm very popular with the Cougars.
You definitely attract them, so like the voice and the whole everything definitely gets.
It's my different color shoes that attract them too.
Yeah, I have to say though that like it's as loud can be. Like you and Sherpin, you both love to have your feet on fire.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, Sherpin like loved them. He was like, bro, I saw you from a mile away. He was all happy. He goes, you can see. He goes, Gabe. He goes, I saw you walking through the casino like a mile away with these.
But what is this? Like, why?
What is this? This what we call hipness.
I asked it the same damn question. Like, what is this? Like, the hipness?
No, what is it? You know, I don't know if you know the TV show.
I do know Rick and Morty. Yes, of course I do.
So you see,
but I'm 45, and you're older than me.
There you go.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It is loud.
Well, see, Matt, when you're on national television like I am, and you have a high profile like me, I need to look my best.
Oh, okay. I see. So this is the best?
This is
your best?
This is this is my Vegas best. This is the draft best, yes. And at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I tell you, me and Sharapan, listen, I gotta tell you, I wasn't a fan of Sharapan. I thought Sharapan was a little over the top today.
Really?
He had a green velvet.
What? Well, his
But me and Sharapan do both appreciate adding a little flash and color to our repertoire.
Where are you on the hat?
And that's why I tell you what, I can't walk 10 feet without girls telling me, hey, great shoes.
And there were great shoes. Five guys. But
well, who's to say who's going to be here after you guys leave?
Oh, I see how it's going to be.
Are take you the under.
Yeah, right.
Oh, just take the under. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Settle down, Savansky.
Do you like the hat on Sharapan is the question.
Yeah, for the draft, I thought it was all right. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to do it. My deal with Sharapan is I don't mind his sports book look and his draft look. That's all good.
Right.
I don't like when he rolls in like with different hats and different teams. He pissed me off. Like, I'm a big Dodger fan. Like, he was wearing like a giant jersey and a Dodger hat once, and I told him, you just can't do that.
Sacrilegious.
You can't mix the two.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm with that. But
hey, listen, you and I got into it last year a lot, and listen, to be honest.
Yep.
We're both losers in the sense, because Vegas and the Canadians both did not make it back. But the difference is the Canadian fans are still supporting and cheering their team. You guys in Vegas, Vegas Golden Knights, emptied the building the other night right away. It was all empty. Even Vegas local, a good Twitter account, was saying, what the hell is this, right? Bandwagon, you guys are fake hockey fans here. You're not real hockey fans. The only reason the team got so... I don't want to insult people that love the team and stuff, but I'm just saying...
Well, you have to explain what fake hockey fans are then.
I'm just saying, no. I'm saying there's no expansion team in the history of any league, bro.
That's done what they've done.
Yes.
So let's fake fans.
So let's find out how real they are as the team starts to suck over the next couple of weeks.
I would agree with you.
Because they already started to turn their back already, bro.
I would agree. And look, if you're looking at where the team's going to be in the next couple of years, Montreal probably it has a little bit because they're younger and they've actually gone and drafted some players to come up. Vegas wants to keep winning and they keep on mortgaging the future to win. That's going to catch up with them and it's probably going to happen either next year or the year after that. If they bring back the same management and same coaching staff, they're going to be right back where they are right now. But Vegas has a real big difference than Montreal just because of the transit nature of this entire market. And there's NFL football here. The Raiders are going to be...
And the Raiders are better, going to be better and get better.
Well, every Raider...
And it waits only... Dude, the NBA is going to be here in, three, 4 years, whatever,
I'll give you this. The NBA...
And what about... So Major League Baseball gets here, the A's move here, there's NBA basketball, suddenly the Vegas Golden Knights are four on the totem pole.
No. Then baseball, one, won't work here, and two, I don't think baseball's ever coming here.
I agree with you. In a sense, Vegas is not a baseball town. No, you're right. I totally get that.
41 games, 81 games.
No, I totally get it, Matt. But the problem is, right now,
absolutely.
And unless in Oakland, and you know what, I know this because I saw you retweeted what I talked about with the Expos. Dude, you see in Oakland, nice waterfront, build on the ocean. It's nice. Do it. But the thing is,
they won't do it.
They won't do it. Environmental concern. Right. And it's like, no environmental. You just don't want to do it. You don't have the money. You don't
want to
do it.
They want $250 million of taxpayer money here to move here. And we already gave $750 for the Raiders.
So people are now there.
People are like, we're not
doing it for the NFL, but not MLB. But Teddy, not exactly.
Well, we needed a dome stadium. We don't need two. What do we need two for?
That's a good
point. This market's not that big. We don't need two dome stadiums. We've got
You can't put the A's in a Legion. And Teddy knows this. It's not a base. It's not a big
people. People, think about this.
If you don't want to be big here, the MLS team will be a slam dunk. That's going to be massive.
It's fun to watch. But here's the problem with
And the NBA is going to be one of the highlight showcases, circuses.
It'll be Raiders and the NBA team 1 and 2 every time. But imagine this. You're coming to Vegas, right? You land here. You're staying at MGM Grand. You want to go spend 3.5 hours, 4 hours at a baseball game?
Here's a good point.
You want to go do that?
That's a good point, because people say the other things, oh, the tourist. No, it's different with the NFL. It's the NFL, right. And you're in out 3 hours, you're betting. Same thing, NBA, game's 2 hours. That's a good point.
Hey, man, in out.
Coming to Vegas.
Star power, right? Yeah. Baseball's got star power.
And
baseball.
Even if you're married, you come here. Okay, let's say that you're from Chicago, you come here, White Sox, you're playing the Vegas baseball team. You can't tell the wife we're going to 3 games the whole damn time. Geez. No, we're going to a concert. We got to go to dinner. Right. We'll go to one game.
Right. And hockey is quick, it's fun, it's fast, and it's a show. Baseball will try to do that here, but it won't work.
I agree.
And the Raiders,
but it might end up here. We'll put them back in Montreal then.
Go ahead. You're going to have
them. The A's, and Montreal will work again.
Absolutely. Take them to a market that they want baseball desperately.
That's the whole thing. At least they want it.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to get Teddy in here. Teddy says he's got to leave in 10 minutes. Just stay for 20 minutes, Teddy. We'll get you in 20. But what do you think of the NFL draft tonight? Any wow moment? People didn't think it was, people didn't expect much from this draft. And I guess it kind of delivered in that sense.
Well, A.J. Brown getting traded
was was big. That's and I'll tell you what, though. I think Tennessee did a good job.
Yep.
They got picks back. Boom. They got a new wide receiver and Trayvon Burks out of the deal. Kenny Pickett, what do you think of the draft?
I think Kenny Pickett is going to be a really interesting guy to watch simply because he's got a lot of hometown pressure. And so now everyone thought it's great place. I don't know if it's a great place. We're going to find out really fast. I mean, it's a serial organization that does two things really well, talent evaluation and head coaching. So they like him. So I'm not a talent evaluator. I'm not a guy who's going to break down a dude's hand. I don't care about his thumb and how that holds the football, but he's going to have to go and play in the NFL now. It's different than playing in the ACC. So
I think it's over talked about this stuff.
Of course it is.
Everyone, fingers are too small.
Yeah.
It's hopeless. Come on.
Right.
You saw his hand.
Yeah, too small.
Can't play.
The thumb, right?
There's no starting quarterbacks in this draft, and everyone knew it except Pittsburgh.
Mike Tomlin, who's been in the playoffs for 19 years in a row, doesn't know anything.
He's an idiot.
That's the whole thing about what everyone says. Exactly.
He's an idiot, right?
I know. And he Pickett practiced in front of him with the Pittsburgh Panthers, knows him in the facility. He doesn't know anything.
So,
are you ready to celebrate your next win? Well, turn big plays into major paydays at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM mobile sports betting app today at BetMGM.com or go to your app store, and then you stop by any of the 9 MGM resort destinations on the Strip with your state-issued ID, and that verifies your account details, and then you'll be able to place bets from anywhere in Nevada. And what's great with BetMGM, there's no deposit or withdrawal fees for Visa, MasterCard, and VIP preferred members. That's right. That's absolutely free. And you can fund or cash out from your account anywhere. From walk-off homers to spectacular slam dunks, BetMGM's going to take every play to a new level, and there's nothing like winning with the king of sportsbooks. Sign up online and verify your account in person to get a piece of the action at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Nevada only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Las Vegas, you asked for it and you got it. Chevy Truck Month goes into overdrive at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder, Verado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is in overdrive now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
Guten Tag. This is my auto, and this is my key. And I only trust one place with my key. My key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. My key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust my key with my key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change at my key for only $29.95. My key, doing car care right.
Hey Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. And others are just lead generators who will just bombard you with calls, texts, and emails. Just be careful and
Do your research.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, with some very sound advice about online loan scams. We have over 50 local and licensed locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help while keeping your information safe. Stop by or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com for all the details.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Sports Rage Late Night on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Gabe Morenci.
Oh yeah, the Teddy Covers in the house. We haven't even gotten into it yet, Teddy, so talk a little bit about Brian Blessing. You were talking about Kenny Pickett earlier, and whatever, bro. We can talk about hand size this and hand size that. And, yeah, he does have small hands. And I can't argue it in a sense. If you look at this guy with the smallest hand in the NFL right now is Jared Goff. And I like Jared Goff, but at the same point in time, Jared Goff's big weakness, he can't play in the rain. Can't play in bad weather. The ball becomes slippery, can't grip it the same way. So I totally get that. But Kenny Pickett, New Jersey, played for the Pittsburgh Panthers. And listen, I'm not the president of the Kenny Pickett fan club. I didn't say that I would draft him. But what I said earlier was to you is that Mike Tomlin knows him.
Right.
I had some dumbass troll on my chat earlier tonight. Oh, who was his name? Josh Colbert. Yeah, this guy knows it all. Yeah, I'm sure this guy, like,
by name.
I swear.
Call him out by name.
I swear to God, Colbert. Like, it's nice to have you back, but you're just as dumb as you've ever been. So, I said tonight before the draft, look for the Steelers to take Kenny Pickett if he's still available. He's like, I live in Pittsburgh and there's no way in hell. God, you're dumb, bro. That's why I'm the host and you're a loser troll. That's why I make a lot more money than you do. So shut the hell up and don't tell me what to pick. But I said that Kenny Pickett would go to Pittsburgh. And whatever. I'm not saying I love the guy, but I'm not surprised. But you're ragging on a kid already.
I'm saying I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. So, I don't. And neither did anybody else, which is why there wasn't a...
You know, what do you mean? No. That's wrong. Neither did anybody else. The Pittsburgh Steelers thought he was starting quarterback. They just drafted him.
They drafted Mason Rudolph, you know?
Not in the first round. And Mason Rudolph's been a decent backup for him. What do you want? He's a backup quarterback.
That's what he is, and that's what Kenny Pickett is.
They don't think that if they took him 20th.
So, does Pickett have any offensive line? Because...
Sound off, Raider Nation. Join JT the Brick weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. for the most interactive talk show in sports talk radio. We are R&R 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming to you from the Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, I'm Scott Satterberg. This is the Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always follow along on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir, as the first round of the NFL draft here in Las Vegas is behind us. And we can react to everything that happened and everything that went down and the surprises and maybe the non-surprises. Here on the show, we had investments on three players, essentially. Well, four players, but three different bets. The first investment was Derek Stingley to go third overall. And that happened. All the stories about the Texans being in love with Stingley, that was true. And for the first three picks, everything seemed to hold true with the rumors and the leaks and the information that was circulating about this draft. So we cashed that ticket. The other ticket we were holding was for Ikem Ekwonu to go fourth overall to the Jets. And if you recall me on this show about a week ago, I was talking about Sauce Gardner to the Jets. In fact, I have an email here from, let's see what date it is. Maybe I have to look it on my phone. But I have an email here where I sent out my mock draft, my top 10. I'll pull it up on my phone because it's not pulling up on my computer. So, in this email where I sent my mock, I was talking about Sauce Gardner going to the Jets. Why did I like Sauce to the Jets? Well, a lot of things that I liked about Sauce was that, here it is, sent this last Tuesday. Walker 1, Hutchinson 2, Kayvon 3, Sauce 4. I thought about Sauce 4 because the Jets, when they were at their best, they had a number one corner in Darrelle Revis, who they can leave out on an island, and it helped Rex Ryan utilize his pass rush because he didn't have to, he can rely on a cornerback to have one-on-one coverage. He didn't have to roll a safety over to help him out. He could just leave him out there on the island, hence the nickname Revis Island. Robert Salas kind of got a similar thing going on where he'd love to have a cornerback be able to cover one-on-one, which will free up a defender to allow him to utilize a blitzing scheme. So I thought Sauce made incredible sense. But then the Mekhi Becton story leaked. And this is some of the stuff that I really don't like about draft week, is that we get this information and it turns out to be bogus. If it does come true and we find out in a week from now or 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now that Mekhi Becton's no longer on the New York Jets, well, then I'll be like, all right, it makes sense. I believe you. But right now, it seems like it was all bogus. Because the story was that Becton and the Jets, no longer the marriage, not working. He showed up overweight last year, the work ethic, the stuff, this is not working out. And they were going to move on from Mekhi Becton, meaning that they have a void at left tackle. And so, I bet Ikem Ekwonu to go fourth overall to the Jets. That didn't happen. So the rest of my top 10 in my mock, again, who cares about my mock, but I want to see how I did. I said Walker 1, Hutchinson 2, 2 for 2. Kayvon 3, wrong. Sauce 4, which wound up being right. Congratulations. Then I had Cross 5 to the Giants. Another story that we had heard about leading up to this draft was how enamored the Giants were with Charles Cross. How the Giants worked him out privately, well, not privately, but at his pro day, and their offensive line coach and everybody was just so in love with Charles Cross. But the Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau was available, and you don't pass up a talent like that. So they took Thibodeau at 5. And then at 6, it was the Panthers taking Ikem Ekwonu, who in my mock here, I have 6 Ekwonu. So I was correct on 1, 2, 4, and 6 so far. Then it came to number 7. And I wrote down Derek Stingley for the Giants. Now that wound up being incorrect because, and part of my read was the Giants are going to split their picks between a defensive player and an offensive player. They took the defensive player at 5 here, so they went with the offensive player, and it wasn't Charles Cross. They took Evan Neal. And I think what they liked about Evan Neal is his versatility, because you could play him at different positions along that offensive line. A lot of people were concerned with the injuries, but this was a guy at one point during this entire draft process was the odds-on favorite to go number 1 overall. So I think the Giants are happy with who they got at 7. At 8, I said it was going to be Jameson Williams. I thought he'd be the number 1 wide receiver taken in this draft.